emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Dublin in the Republic of Ireland on this very day, the 16th of January in the year of our Lord 2014, 16 days from the expiration of the zoo. This is Radio Biafra, and I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and its director, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening and good night to some of you, especially those in the far eastern part of the world, those Biafrans working very hard across the Malaysia, Thailand, China axis, and also to friends of Biafra, even those in Australia, we acknowledge them. Those of you in Indonesia, we acknowledge the work you're doing. And very soon, those of you in the Philippines, Japan, and South Korea, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome all of you, regardless of the part of the world that you're in. The time here now is 5 minutes past 6 p.m. in Dublin, 5 minutes past 6 p.m. in London, 5 minutes past 7 p.m. where we come from in Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. You must, as always, endeavor to contact your friends, contact your family. Tell them if they have been missing Radio Biafra broadcast since we came back, please ask them not to miss tonight's program. This is a landmark program. We are going to enlighten. We are going to educate. We are going to impart knowledge. We are going to make our people aware of what the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and conspiratorial Yoruba people are planning for them. This is Radio Biafra. We know what other people do not know. We predict things before they happen. We knew it was going to happen, and now it has happened. Yejirka has been removed. He has been removed. We told you it was going to happen. Others, we are saying, there is a way to do it. There is a way to do it. We knew all these things were lies. Consistency is the watchword. You have to be consistent if you're pursuing Biafra. Not one day you are here, the next day you are there, you don't know if you're a politician, you don't know if you're a freedom fighter. These are the lessons we must know. We have studied this very movement for 17 years and counting. When we speak to you, you must listen and do as we tell you. Because in there lies the way to life. Anything else is destruction. As Ihejirika has discovered, to his very great cost. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. We are reminding you that regardless of where you are on this earth, regardless of the continent, the country, the town, the city, as long as you have an internet-enabled device, once you're logged on to radiobiafra.co, once you're on to peopleofbiafra.org, if you have downloaded the free Radio Biafra app, either via Android Market or iTunes, if you are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, behold, you will receive Radio Biafra. That is why we are here, to spread this very gospel without fear, without prevarication, without retreating, and no hope of surrender. It's either we get Biafra or we die in the process. God is my witness. Biafra must come. It is either we get it this time around or we all perish along with the zoo, and they are preparing against us. And we must prepare for them as well. That is why we are here. We are not only here to inform you about how collectively we are all going to get Biafra. We are here to tell you that we should not be afraid. Do not be afraid of our enemies. Regardless of how many they are, do not be afraid. Any day you allow fear to enter into you, we are finished. You must remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. They are numerous, but at least BBC has come to their senses. Yesterday, as we were lambasting them about the work they have not been doing, lo and behold, BBC started showing documentary on Biafra. Things we never knew before. That is how we are going to carry this message of truth, this message of honesty, this message of hope and of sincerity to the ends of the earth. We have a very compelling argument. Our argument is fashioned in truth, and nobody can deny truth. Even the worst of the devil, they cannot deny the truth. That is why we are formidable. That is why we are irresistible. And heaven knows that is why we are Radio Biafra. Nobody does radio the way we do. We make it very clear to people. We let them understand that our mission is singular. Our mission is only one purpose. That purpose is to get Biafra by however means possible. And it is going to happen. If you are not tired of being a slave, I am the canon. I am tired of being a slave, for goodness sake. I cannot live in a world where I perambulate from one country to another, from one place to the other, looking for papers, trying to normalize my stay, when I have my own homeland. That is slavery, people. If you do not know what slavery is, that is the meaning of it. This is Radio Biafra. We do not believe in slavery. We don't believe in recycled second-hand knowledge. What we believe in here is originality. We believe that we are going to restore this God's kingdom on this earth, this place called Biafra, to make it fit for human habitation, to restore the dignity of man, and to make life palatable for our children, their own children, and those yet to be born. That is why we have Radio Biafra, and goodness knows that is why we have brought this gospel to Dublin of all places. We are here to preach it. And this gospel, according to this radio station, has only to do with the restoration of the sovereignty of the indigenous people of Biafra. Our sovereignty must be restored. The way we were before Frederick came, we didn't know who this man was. We don't know him. He came from Scotland. He said, your name is not good enough. He said, Chukwuemeka is not good enough. He said, Okezie is not good enough. Obinna is not good enough. Chigozie is not good enough. You started answering Michael. You started answering Timothy. You started answering all manner of useless names, James. You started answering names that are alien to you, names that are alien to your culture, names that are alien to your way of life. They mixed us with the infidels. Those who are uncircumcised, the edict in the Bible, according to the book of Leviticus, makes it abundantly clear that you must be circumcised on the eighth day. They mixed us with people who are ungodly. They handed over the children of God to those who are ungodly, and people are asking us why we are upset. They took the children of God to go and serve Satan, and are asking us why we are upset. What errant nonsense is that? This is Radio Biafra. We will preach this gospel. We will go back home. We will reclaim what is rightfully ours. Once again, we welcome you. Our lines will soon be open. This very evening from here in Dublin, it could be morning, it could be afternoon, it could be evening, it could be midnight, it could be early Friday morning where you are. This radio station will remain open today to take your calls. We have seen, we have understood, we have deciphered the pattern of evil in that very zoo. What they are doing. Now we can tell you with every degree of confidence that before they do anything, we know what it is. We can tell you, we can comfortably predict the next move of the Sultan of Sokoto and the Islamic Caliphate. And Jonathan is in very serious trouble. Very deep trouble. Very deep trouble. If he doesn't change his ways, Jonathan will be dead by next year. They will assassinate him. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. That is why we are warning him this evening. That is why we are making it very clear. I am not happy with the announcement on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. Caro Monday, change it please. It must be incendiary. Because we are in the end times as we speak. Death has become of us. It is our burden to throw away this very yoke. It is our duty here to embrace life, to embrace light, to to embrace a future full of hope, and that future is Biafra. We are the children of the sun. We bring light where there is darkness. We bring hope where there is despair. We make the impossible possible. We lost in 1970 because we were unprepared. We cannot afford to lose again because now we are prepared. We can't afford to lose, or else you will be a slave forever. We know there are those that enjoy being slaves. We know there are those without shame, without honor. We know there are those fathered by Hausa Fulani men and cowardly Yoruba men. We know those running about with Hausa blood flowing in their veins. They will oppose us, but we'll crush them. We'll crush them beyond recognition, that as long as they live, they will say that they never knew that such men and women ever existed. We are different. We want to show the world that indeed God is with us. We want to prove it to humanity that when we say that the Spirit of God comes from Biafra land, that we are serious. We are very, very serious. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister will join me later on, and so will some of you, and even all of you. We shall take your calls when our lines open. The number to call is +353-899-849-849. I repeat, +353-899-849-849. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go any further, I am presenting or co-presenting, even co-hosting this program this very day with our people here in Dublin, in Ireland. We know that many of them went to work. Many are on their way. They are hardworking people. This is what we do. It is a place with discipline, so people have to go to work. But I have a few of them here. They will give us their names, please, and where they come from, who they are, that we may proceed, that this very effort may commence. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you come from, please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans, all over the whole world listening to our program tonight. My name is Opudele. I meant the same yesterday. I'm from Ihe in Ogbuloko government, Enugu State of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You are welcome for today's program, Lemon Breath, as you're listening. Thank you. Hello, fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night to Biafrans, wherever you are around the world. We are greeting you again. We are greeting you again from Dublin, and you're all welcome as you tuned in from wherever you are listening. It's going to be a great day again. Thank you all, and God bless you, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and good night. My name is Isaiah Oba. I'm from Ihazan Bise, local government in Imo State. I live here in Dublin. Just want to thank you again as we are ready to cruise for today's broadcast. And we ask you to...
Did you say, are we closing or are we opening?
No. We are ready to cruise.
That's very good.
Yeah.
We are ready to close or we are opening. before they turn off and say they have closed, we have not closed.
We are only starting. We are ready to go now. Please, we ask you to bring your friends, bring your family, bring your children, sit around, and we're going to start a very good debate today, and pay attention to what we're going to say and what we're going to bring to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am still waiting for the barrister to join me. Barrister Mamezu must join this very program because a lot seems to be happening. A lot is happening in the zoo. And as we proceed, so shall we make our headlines available to the world that they may understand what we are going through as a people. We are reporting today, as everyone now knows, all of those who are savvy with the news, all of them that understand the importance of information dissemination, that Jonathan, President Goodluck Jonathan, have now finally sacked Ihejirika. Ihejirika has been sacked by Goodluck Jonathan. We are also reporting that the Sultan of Sokoto and the Northern Caliphate rulers of the Zoological Republic broke every protocol, every political procedure by holding a meeting with the National Security Agency chief. The National Security Agency chief of the zoo is meeting with his people. They are consulting the Sultan of Sokoto. The Sultan of Sokoto is setting the security agenda, is setting the policies which Goodluck Jonathan is pursuing. The National Security Advisor did not stay in Abuja. He traveled to Sokoto to go and consult the Sultan of Sokoto on how to run Nigeria. This is madness. This is madness. National Security Advisor traveled to Sokoto to go and consult the Sultan of Sokoto. There they told them that Ihejirika must be sacked. And Ihejirika was sacked by Jonathan. I need the barrister to join me. Anytime I speak, people must take what I say very seriously. If I tell you that somebody is with us, he's with us. If I say somebody should be left alone, please leave that person alone. I made this very clear a few weeks ago. We had an almighty debate on this radio station that what Jonathan is doing, I do not understand. I warned also that Ihejirika is in very serious trouble. And today it has been proven right. We shall go to the news. We must keep repeating the headlines for BBC and CNN to understand, for the British to understand what they are doing to us. We must make it very clear to them. This is not any other radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We must make it very clear. We are reading the headline again. If it didn't sink in before, it will sink in now. Sultan of Sokoto and Northern rulers in closed-door meeting with the National Security Advisor. They have not come to the southeast. They have not come to the so-called south-south to consult the traditional ruler. They have not been to the Laughing of Oyo. They have not been to any other place apart from the Sultan. The Sultan is telling us how the security priorities of the zoo should be structured. I told you a while ago, didn't I, that the Sultan runs Nigeria. People said, no, it's not true. Those who are not enlightened enough to see beyond their nose. What is happening now? We are also reporting that this same Sultan of... People must follow this today's news very well. They must follow it. If you don't have a pen and a piece of paper, you shouldn't be listening. If you can read and write, go and get a pen and a piece of paper. Northern elders, meaning the Sultan again of Sokoto, told Jonathan not to relocate, not to build, not to site any armory in the south-south, and the reason why Ihejirika was sacked once again was because Ihejirika contemplated siting an armory in Biafra land. The Sultan said no to Jonathan and gave Jonathan conditions. The Sultan told Jonathan, you will release Boko Haram members, 165 of them were released. You will sack Ihejirika and you will stop every move to set up any armory in Biafra land that will rival what they have in Bauchi. That is where their guns and ammunition are, in Bauchi. This is Radio Biafra. We will expose them one after the other. They don't know what we know. Only if they know what we know, they will not be messing about with us. We are formidable. We tell them that we are exceptionally formidable. And this is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting today, not us saying it. Oh, dear me. There is a man called Salami. This man is telling us today, telling the whole world, that Nigerian judiciary is corrupt and charges the Nigerian Bar Association to implement report on his travels. This is not Radio Biafra. A lawyer is telling you that the Nigerian judicial system is corrupt, yet we are in court going to get independence from Shuaibu. This is how daft people are. Stupidity and ignorance is a disease, incurable disease. Salami says Nigeria judiciary is corrupt, not Radio Biafra. We are also reporting today that Goodluck Jonathan has invited the UN Secretary General to the centenary celebration of the zoo. It is right for us, and we must do this, to ask Ban Ki-moon not to attend because Nigeria has expired. We must make that very clear. We are also reporting that that political party they call ABGA, they call it the Igbo Party, is once again embroiled in tussle, leadership tussle. What is new? Anywhere you have Igbo attached to anything, they are fighting. They call it the Igbo Party. Now they are in squabbles, in keeping with every Igbo association around the world. Pathetic joke. They are. Governor Adams Osumawole of Edo State, Nigeria's unity is non-negotiable. This is another criminal, another looter, another rogue, telling us Nigeria is not negotiable. We shall see. This is 2014 now. We are going to see, isn't it? A group wants former Governor Alhaji Sharif to be arrested over the Borno bombings. We are also reporting that P2B, everybody seeks umbrella under Nigeria. P2B is today telling us that he is also commending the Nigerian army for keeping Nigeria as one. These are the people that will defend him when we come after him. This is the criminal that stole money belonging to Anambra people to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja. P2B. He is now hailing Nigerian army for keeping the country together, the people that killed his own people. When I tell you that P2B was bad, people thought I was joking. Have you now seen it? He's hailing them for killing his own people, keeping Nigeria as one. And these are so-called Igbo people. Igbo men. Maybe his Alhaji boyfriend has told him to do that. People don't know that P2B sleeps with other men. People don't know that. People don't know what we know. Only if you people knew what we know. And now the news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan has sacked all the service chiefs who are statutory, the heads of the nation's military apparatus. This was contained in the Twitter and Facebook posts by the special advisor to the president on media and publicity, Dr. Ruben Abati, on Thursday. They did not have the decency of issuing a statement as any civilized country or group of baboons pretending that humans would do via Twitter and Facebook that somebody as important as Ihejirika has been sacked. Ihejirika, I told you so. No reason was given for the changes according to this report we are presenting. No reason was given. The post made by Ruben Abati reads, President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, in the exercise of the powers conferred on him by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, approved the following changes in the nation's military high command. Air Marshal Alex Bade takes over from Admiral Ola Saad Ibrahim as Chief of Defense Staff. Major General Kenneth Tobiah Minima takes over from Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika as Chief of Army Staff. Rear Admiral Usman Jibrin takes over from Vice Admiral Dele Ezoba as Chief of Naval Staff. And Air Vice Marshal Adesola Nunayon Amosu takes over from Air Marshal Bade as Chief of Air Staff. All the changes are with immediate effect. Ihejirika is gone. All that Jonathan knows what he's doing. We told you they don't know what they are doing. They said he's coming. It's a big strategy. Ihejirika is there to do something. He's been sacked and replaced. We must continue to bring you the news. As part of the ongoing efforts to harmonize a common front before the 2015 general elections, and also to end the crippling insecurity in the region, members of the Northern Elders Forum, National Security Advisor, and Northern Traditional Rulers Council were yesterday locked in a closed-door meeting in Kaduna for hours. My dear Lord, they are locked in this closed session, battling for the presidency to be returned to the North. They set out to woo traditional rulers, while NSA, Sambo Dasuki, is expected to collaborate with traditional institutions to end the endemic insecurity in the region. Speaking at the opening ceremony before the closed-door session, the chairman of the Northern Traditional Rulers and Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Muhammad Saad Abubakar III, indicted Northern governors for not doing enough in developing the region. According to the Sultan, this is the ruler of Nigeria. This is the man that owns, he doesn't rule, he owns Nigeria. The British handed over Nigeria to the family. The same way the Britain is owned by Queen Elizabeth, the same way that Nigeria is owned by this family, the Sultan of Sokoto. This is what the Sultan said. In our quest to develop the North, this is a man concentrating on the North. People must listen carefully to the Sultan. He is concentrating on the North. He doesn't care what happens to the monkeys in the South. He is only focusing on the North. In our quest to develop the North, because we are Northern leaders first. Dear Lord, they are Northern leaders first before anything else. But they will tell you, a traditional ruler will tell you in Igbo land, that is one Nigeria. We want to do one Nigeria to see how it. This man stood up. The Sultan of Sokoto stood up and said, his interest is with the North. He's not hiding it from anybody. My interest is with the North. He's saying it very in his own words, not spawned by anybody. No spinning, his own direct words. His interest is with the North, not you. I can't read it any further. If you can't understand that, then all your education is wasted. His interest is with the North, not with you. Sultan of Sokoto, that told Jonathan, gave Jonathan three ultimatums via the National Security Advisor. Sack Ihejirika, stop every effort to transfer the arm, not even to transfer, to arm the armory, to put any guns or bullets in the proposed military facility they want to build in Biafra land. And also to release Boko Haram members, and they release them 165. And we are here saying, do you think Biafra is going to come? The Sultan is telling you his interest is in the North. This is the man that rules Nigeria. We are now going to bring you this very news by this day. Not Radio Biafra. Before people will say, oh, who knows who they fabricated it. This is from this day newspaper. Northern elders condemn federal government relocation of heavy weapons to the South. The heavy weapons, what Ihejirika was planning to do, this was the reason why Ihejirika was sacked. Attempting to put heavy weaponry in the armory that Ihejirika was planning to build in the South. That was why they sacked him. Northern elders, the Sultan of Sokoto, condemns. He told Jonathan, you cannot relocate any heavy weaponry out of the North. Because the British told them, Nigeria is yours. You can do with it as you please. So if he speaks, Jonathan must listen, or else he will ask his boys to go and assassinate him. The Northern Elders Forum, and this was where all these decisions were made. They were made in Kaduna as soon as they rose. This is Igbo so-called traditional rulers must learn. Anytime these people meet, something happens in the zoo. They met and they said to Jonathan, you must release Boko Haram members. Jonathan, you must sack Ihejirika. Jonathan, you must not take any, not one single heavy weapon away from the north and put in the south. These are those championing one Nigeria. And when he rose up to speak, exactly the same speech that his forebears, Madubelo, gave at Sandhurst, that led Kaduna and Zogu to say, I will kill this man, was exactly what he said. The north is our priority. People don't know why Madubelo was killed. Do you know why he was killed? People don't know. He came to Sandhurst, where Nigerian cadets were training, where Nigerian officers were training, in Surrey, in England, and made a speech. After the speech, he said, if you are not a northerner, leave this room and go. He only wants to address northern officers. That was when Nzogu said, you, this man, I will kill you. And Nzogu lived up to his words and killed him. Today, Saad Abubakar III is now saying the same thing. The north is our priority and our people cannot learn. They're going to work in Dublin, slaving, as always. People without shame. We must read this news. The Northern Elders Forum and the Northern Traditional Rulers Council, NTRC, rose from a meeting in Kaduna on Wednesday, alleging that ahead of next year's elections, the federal government has masterminded the mass redeployment of heavy weapons from the northern part of the country to the south for the purposes of rigging the election. Other issues which the regional elders outlined, which they said the federal government is planning to use to twist the polls, include the projection of ethnic politics and manipulation of religion for political gain. This is what the British has taught them, divide and rule, and they are perfecting it. These are the people that Britain packaged us. So-called Christians, with the Bible, St. James Version, or is it King James Version, New Testament, thou shalt not do anything if somebody is killing you. They handed us over to the Hausa Fulani people to rule us forever. This is what they're telling you. You can't take any heavy weapons out. But they have to couch it in a language that makes you think that they are thinking about what we are planning to do. They listen to Radio Biafra. They're not stupid. It's only our people who are daft, who don't listen to some of them. Or, of course, they listen in secret, some of them anyway, they do. We must continue to bring you the news. The news we are bringing today is landmark, to let our people understand the shame that is about to befall them. A former president of the Court of Appeal, president of the Court of Appeal, not a small person, not just a recruit barrister that just graduated. A former president of the Court of Appeal on Wednesday lambasted the Nigerian judiciary for growing corruption. Nigerian judicial system is a fertile ground for corruption, according to the former president of the Court of Appeal. Not us. That is where Bilie is going to go and get to Biafra for you. Yeah, I don't know how stupid people can be. Daft. I don't know why people cannot see stupidity for what it is. This same man, president of the Nigerian Court of Appeal, accused the judiciary of harboring corrupt elements, naming Ibrahim Awuta, the chief judge of the Federation High Court, as a corrupt man. Another judge, president of Court of Appeal, is calling a sitting High Court judge in Abuja a corrupt man. That's how bad things are. Mr. Salami spoke at the 10th Ganifawemi annual lecture organized by the MBA Ikeja chapter on the theme Nigeria as Centenary, a nation still in bondage. The British must hear this. A Yoruba man is calling Nigeria a nation in bondage. That bondage was prepared by the British. That bondage was supported by the British. The continuation of that bondage is as a result of the continued support the British are giving to the Sultan of Sokoto. They want all of us to be Islamized. Britain has an Islamization agenda to please Al-Qaeda. They want to hand us over to Islam. We must continue. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday received a letter of invitation from President Goodluck Jonathan to attend activities marking the nation's centenary, scheduled for February the 27th. The United Nations correspondent of the News Agency of Nigeria reports that the UN Deputy Secretary General, Jan Eliasson, received the invitation on behalf of Ban Ki-moon, who was in Kuwait for a fundraising conference to support the Syrian people. So when we talk about fundraising, people must understand. After all, they're doing the same thing in Syria. So all those Igbo people that don't have common sense, they don't understand what fundraising means. People are fundraising for those of them in Syria, fighting for the survival and the dignity of man. A federal high court sitting in Abuja on Wednesday, only yesterday rather, sacked the national chairman of the All Progressives Grand Alliance, APGA, Chief Victor Umeh, and its national secretary, Alhaji Sani Shinkafi, from office. The trial high court in a judgment yesterday held that the duo were not only invalidly elected into the office by voice votes instead of secret ballot as stipulated by Article 18 of the Constitution of Abga, but that the parties scribed had overstayed in office contrary to the provisions of the Constitution. Umeh has stayed there for too long, and so has the National Secretary. And they are breaking up Abga now. They are bringing House people are very, very clever. I like them. Sometimes I do admire them. What they have done is to go to Abuja to remove Victor Umeh. So there will be infighting. They will use their own Hausa-born placemen and put them in Abga so that APC will win. Do you see their grand strategy? Don't move any heavy weapons to the south. You sack in Hejrika. You release Boko Haram killers. Amazing. This is why they have now decided to blow Abga out of the water. Governor Adams Oshiomhole of Edo State has said that the unity of Nigeria is non-negotiable, even as he commended the Nigerian armed forces for their defense of democracy. The governor, who stated this yesterday at the grand finale of the Armed Forces Remembrance Day celebration in Benin City, said, "Presidents will come and go, governors will come and go, but the Nigerian nation will remain forever. On this occasion, it is important that we pledge our continued commitment to the indivisibility of Nigeria. I am unrepentant in my conviction that the unity of this country is non-negotiable. I wish Edo was part of Biafra land. We'll set example with this man and let him understand how foolish he is. But we shall come to that later on, or our listeners will come to that. A Maiduguri-based group, Bronu Elites for Peace, Stability and Progress, has called for the arrest and interrogation of the former governor of the state, Alhaji Umodu Sharif, over Tuesday's suicide bombing that killed 30 people in Maiduguri. The call, according to the group, was necessitated by a statement allegedly credited to the campaign organization of the former governor, claiming knowledge of those responsible for the bombing. This is a group in Maiduguri. When I told you that northern politicians were funding Boko Haram, people thought I was joking. Have you not seen it here? The former governor. Is it not very clear for all to see? It's amazing. We now go to Peter Obi. Peter Obi, the Anambra State governor, yesterday hailed the Nigerian army for contributing to the nation building. The governor spoke in Awka when he led other top government officials to lay wreaths at this year's Armed Forces and Remembrance Day celebration. The ceremony, held at the Alex Ekweme Square, climaxed the Remembrance and Emblem Appeal Week. The wreath-laying exercise started with prayers by a priest and an imam in Anambra State. Imam is in Anambra praying. We lost nearly 10 million people. 3.5 million were killed unceremoniously. Peter Obi, no Igbo governor, no Igbo traditional ruler, no one has come together to remember the victims of these men, these soldiers. The victims are there dead in their graves, some in unmarked graves. P2B is laying wreath for the Nigerian army. People will say, but he's trying to fulfill the functions of his office. Must he go there? They say, no. you can ask your deputy to go. This would have been a very good time to bring some of the looted money to England to bank it. He is praising them for keeping Nigeria as one. Maybe the boyfriend, Alhaji, phoned him and told him that. Peter Obi, this same Peter Obi, with his Hausa male lovers, we know him very well. And when the time comes, we told him he will run. When we release the information we have on Peter Obi will abandon Anambra forever. He will never come back. We will tell him the name of his boyfriend and the hotel where they slept together. He doesn't know that we are Radio Biafra. Everything is documented, everything. We must continue to bring the news and clarity to our quest for our freedom. We are unrepentant in our approach. Unrepentant. Because Biafra must come. If you want to call us, the number to call is +353-899-849-849. Our lines will soon open, because on this very day, considering the enormity, considering the gravity, considering the importance and the weight of the news we are presenting, we want our people to speak and speak their mind. A lot is happening. The North has taken over. They have told Jonathan what to do. Jonathan started by going to church and saying that Nigeria is indivisible. Jonathan praised the army for killing his own people. When I complained, people said, no, leave him, he has a grand strategy. Today, Jonathan has sacked in Hijrika. Jonathan have now halted every move to transfer heavy weapons to Biafra land. That one is dead in the water. Jonathan, unfortunately, is digging his own grave. We must proceed. Do you have anything to say considering what you are presenting? Please, you go ahead.
Hello, this is Isaiah Oba. I'm just listening to the news here now. It's mind-boggling, and it's very, very hard to digest once again. It's like every day here we come to listen to our own news, and it's all hard to believe what some of our Biafrans are going through, and even in their own so-called one Nigeria. In here, you that Jonathan removed now. Director, if I may ask. Now they are replacing Jonathan. Have replaced him with Hausa Boko Haram Caliphate. That looks to me now like Nzogu during his era, using an Hausa man as his second in command that later killed him. Isn't it Nzogu, is it?
That killed
Aguinle is no. Aguinle
is not,
yes,
Nzogu.
Not Nzogu. So now what's the fate of Jonathan now? What does this man think he's doing? Does he think that Hausa man will protect him as a president that come from southern, from eastern region?
Sorry, I'm checking something here. Go ahead, because I'm too distraught to. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question that now Jonathan actually have our house of people surrounding him now. Does he think that will protect him as a president?
That is what he's thinking, but you know that who the gods want to destroy, the first make mad. Jonathan is making exactly the same mistakes that he don't see made. And Jonathan will be killed, and nobody will mourn him. What is wrong with that? That particular machine is not connected properly. It's not connected properly. Please, can you use another one? Can you use the other one, please? And turn that one down. Use the other one, please. It's not working properly. You can use that one, please. Go ahead. Yes, go. Can you test the microphone for me and tell me if it's working? Yes? Gone? I cannot hear you. What is going on with that microphone? No, I cannot hear you. We need to have that changed. It is working, but it's
on now, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't on before. It is very sad. What they did to Ironsi, they are going to do to Jonathan, unfortunately. And when it happens, we will say, we told you so. Or he will not contest. If he contests, the 2015, they will assassinate him. As simple as that. Yes, please. Is that all you want to say?
Director, I'm just a bit distressed. I'm just not happy. Not happy.
Yes. No. Do you have anything to say? No. Use the other one, please, because that is not working. It's not working. Please, can you disconnect it? It's not working. Go ahead.
Hello, our dear listeners, people of indigenous people of Biafra. As you can hear our news this evening, it's a very, very lecture, and it's a very, very lesson to us. We can all see, not all hear, we can all see what's going on in our country, Biafra. They don't want us, they don't want us. They have every strategy to tell us that we have to remain slave in that nation called Nigeria. Ihejilika is the only person we can say we are looking on to. Despite every other thing, we are looking on to him, but we cannot depend on him. We are Biafrans and we are moving forward. We are moving forward. We cannot wait for anybody. Be it good luck, be it anybody. 2015, we cannot wait. So my dear brothers and sisters all over the whole world, listen to this night broadcast. This is a lesson to us. We are one Nigeria, but we are not treating like a Nigerians. We are treating like an outcast in our own homeland. So, anywhere we are in the world, please, back home, we have to buckle up. We have to rise and fight for what belongs to us. We are not begging them to give us Biafra. Biafra is ordained by God. And we can see we have been together for 100 years and nothing good comes out of that nation. We don't have anything to talk about in our Biafran land. We don't have a port. We don't have seaport. They're using all strategies to kill us. We are traveling from east to Lagos to go and clear our goods. You know how many hours it is? Why can't they say in one Nigeria, this outside people, Satana or Sokoto, calling one Nigeria? What can I say? These people are traveling more than 5,000 kilometers to go and clear their loads. What can I say? Okay, let them have seaports or have international airports in their state. More than 40 million people. Before you travel out, you must go to Lagos or Abuja. I don't know what to say. In fact, this tonight news, I'm very, very upset. But that should be a lesson to all the soldiers from Biafra in that zoo. They have to wake up, because what happened to Ironsi should only put to any other person. Thank you, our dear listeners. We'll come back to you.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else have anything to say? Please go ahead. Yes.
My name is Mercy Ashu from Cameroon, and I'm a former journalist in Cameroon. Well, we are on to Biafra Radio tonight. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And I have a brief question for you, Mr. Director.
Yes.
This struggle, I'm interested. That's why I'm here.
Yes.
I want to ask you if, which I know you will succeed because I've been following up. I want to ask, when you succeed, what are your aims?
Our aims are very simple. Our aims, or the very important one, will be to return our people to where they are so that they can worship God in truth and honesty. Because the reason why we are created as a people is actually to worship God and not to do anything else. That is who we are. As they said, even in the Bible, that you cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. We are going back to where we come from, which is Biafra land, to go and worship Chukwuabiamah in truth and in all honesty. which is the reason why we exist. And in so doing, we enshrine not just our own betterment, not just for our own consumption and well-being, a type of enlightenment that will let this very sun shine in the whole of the black African world, to bring sensible development, to bring clear transparency in governance, to allow people to be educated, to allow people to have access to the finer things of life without compromising their integrity, without demeaning themselves, without resorting to kidnapping and all manner of criminality. We build Biafra not that we may live to enjoy material things, but that all honor and glory should belong to Jukwa Biama. That is what Biafra is all about.
Mr. Director, I'm very pleased with what I just got from you. Another thing is, you are a dedicated activist to this movement, and I can see you are really putting so much effort on it, moving from city to city, from country to country. It shows how dedicated you are. Another thing is, when this whole thing, because I know you will get there, that's why I get to it, I have to push it up to this stage. I know, I am very positive about it all. Another thing is, I'm asking, you are into this thing, and you said you have every, like you told me, you're putting everything in here. But when that comes, this thing is made up of different individuals and with different aspirations, with different backgrounds. Are they, don't you think some people might be having interests in the sense that when everything is said and done, others will be coming up
with different agendas and stuff.
That's what I'm
wanting to do things different. They have two places to go to. They will be in their grave or they will be in prison. Only two places they can go to. We will have a very transparent, very clear constitution, a set of rules and laws that will make life not only palatable for the rich but also for the poor. Everybody will be given equal start in life. The same school that the children of the prime minister or president will go to, the same school will be attended by every other person's child or children, as the case may be. The president will not educate their children. Nobody who is in public office will educate their children abroad. Never. It won't happen. If there is any scholarship, that will be disseminated to the public to be able to apply for. If you merit it, you go. We run a meritocracy. We allow people to go forward and express their talent as long as that talent is useful for the development of our dear country. That is the type of Biafra we intend to build. We cannot afford to replicate Nigeria. We cannot afford to do anything that will drag us back to the very stone age we're experiencing now, both in thought, in action, and in terms of how we relate to other people. We are like savages. And that is what we seek to stop. Thank you. Yes, do you? Yes.
Thank you. Before you go again, I'm very, very pleased with the questions, but I think I'll stay tuned to Biafra Radio because I'll be having more questions for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very, very much. We've come to Dublin. We are here to ask questions. Do you want to speak? Well, what is your name? You're here with us. We need to know who you are. The world would like to know who you are, please. Your name and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. We must know who you are. It's important. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Moses Odochukwu Obonna. I'm from Nigeria, Abia State, Omoahi.
You're Odochukwu Obonna from Omoahi?
Yes.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. I'm from Omoahi myself, you see. If you didn't say this, I wouldn't know you're from Omoahi. I'm from Isiama Afaruku Ibeku, to be very precise. From Isiama Afaruku Ibeku. And you're from Biafra, not Nigeria. You're from Old Omoahi. Ibeji, is it Ibeji? That is your name. Your name is Ibeji, not Old Omoahi. Old Omoahi is a white man's name. Hmm? You're from Ibeji, not Old Omoahi. We know. Because we are from the new Omoahi then. If you're from the old, we are from the new. And I know in Igbo language, there isn't anything like old or new. I am with Ochi and Ankohua, isn't it? That is correct. So Omoahi as a name is not indigenous to our people. In fact, in your village, when they came after Posto, you know where Ibeji, Afu Ibeji, you know Afu Ibeji, is your village, anyway, I can't tell you about your village. When the white man came to Afu Ibeji, he saw them trading, he asked them, what are you doing here? They said, it's all Maya. Is that correct? Am I correct? So you see confirmation. I know what I talk about sometimes. Is the white man, we have somebody here from Odu Mwaya confirming what I said on Radio Biafra. He's the white man that gave that name, Odu Mwaya. He's from Ibeji. Somebody met me in Houston, Texas, and was debating with me. He's not from, he's not part of the Umu Ibeji. He's from the next village. He was being very jealous. I said, you're not Odu Mwaya, you are Ibeji. That's who you are. He said, no, we are Odu Mwaya. I was looking at him. He said he has a degree in in stupidity, not in common sense. Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. You will say what you have to say, but first of all, you will introduce yourself, and you will also acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Director. I greet you, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and all those listening in, as always. My name is Ikechukwu Enyaga, and I'm from Abata of Umunumbwe in Enugu, Biafra land. And I reside in Malaysia. The news making the rounds about Nigeria has put off a lot of people, and especially Biafrans. What many people are thinking today is could be, why us? What on earth did we do wrong to heaven and to earth that every gang up is geared towards the annihilation of Biafrans? But what I say to my brothers and sisters and all friends of goodwill is that there is not much to weep for. Life is a cycle, and everyone at one point or the other fulfills his own cycle. Like I was telling somebody today, I said, I never had any bargain with any spirit, any God, any man, anybody, anywhere when I came out into this world. I became conscious of myself and I understood that I'm in the world. That goes to say that death is going to be the same thing. Those who are afraid of dying should begin to consider the children they think of conceiving, because it's the same feeling. It's the same thing. It's a transition. Transition is a change that is necessary. And that change has come in that area called Niger area. The first change is that Biafra must be totally separated from Nigeria. It doesn't matter any annexation, it doesn't matter any plotting, it doesn't matter any gang up. In the long run, Biafra must stand uniquely separate from Nigeria, or what they may decide to call it later. I was giving a link to YouTube today on one man speaking about Nigeria, how corrupt and how decayed it was, and somebody was saying, finally, Yoruba man is talking. But while I went through it, I discovered the same colony spirit working. At the end, the man said, it would be good for us to get a flag, a new flag, change for Nigeria to change the flag, change their anthem, and maybe change the name, Niger area, to something else. And that it would give the people another new sense of belonging. And I say, look at one other fool speaking. The mistake that has led that so-called, that abomination called Nigeria to where it is today is because they have decided to avoid the foundational questions. And they are thinking of trying to move forward while avoiding the questions. And that question is this. Why did Nigeria kill more than 3.5 million of my people? Why, after the killing, did the government of Nigeria institute programs to send all of us to where we are today, running helter-skelter, putting leaders who will ensure that we move further away from our land? Why has Boko Haram, the terrorist organization of the Northern Oligarchy, been killing our people? And people are only speaking of Nigeria and not mentioning the obvious. At the end, I found out that there is only one thing, truth. And that is what will set you free. So today, another subject has come up, and it's about Ihejirika. I was never a party to those who gallivant the places because a so-called Igbo man, for the first time, attained that position after the war. Everything in the Nigerian polity is corrupt. Everything in the Nigerian polity is made with corruption that was embedded in the foundation of Nigeria. The foundation of Nigeria was built upon corruption, fraud, falsification, and injustice. If you take me from where I am and force me into the polity that they are playing today, it will only take a twinkle of an eye, I'll begin to reason like them. To avoid all this nonsense, replicating and recycling evil, it is important that people begin to wake up their conscience. It's only the conscience that will tell those in power in Nigeria today that actually the only solution to Nigeria, if they so wish that people still live there, is separation. After separation, anybody can decide to come together. After all these days, women wake up the following day and say they no longer love their husband and don't want to be part of it. They go to court and their marriages are annulled. This one is the mother of all marriages. And we have tons of evidences against battering, against abuse, against dehumanization, against deprivation, against pogrom, against genocide channeled towards and against my people. Today, the man most Biafrans have been celebrating, good luck, has come out to declare that the same spirit rules the political settings of Nigeria. And my director, you got it quite right, but I want to also chip in one or two things. They have met with him, and they have told him in plain grammar. And they've told him, you are demanding for 2015, and we say no. We are demanding that Nigeria remains one, and on the other side, Biafrans want to be free. And they told him, you and I believe that as long as Biafrans are kept agitating, neither will Nigeria remain one, nor will he become the president of Nigeria come next year. So the agreement for now, as I see it from my angle, is that they have given in to his 2015 for now. In exchange for it, he must make sure that he removes every obstacle in the way to be trying their best to stop us again as they did in the past. One of the obstacles they foresaw was the Ihejirika. That is one of their demands. The second demand is releasing those who have killed our people and then compensating them for it. And I can only say well done to good luck, Jonathan. If the so-called politicians from the so-called core Igbo have been there, why all this evil and atrocious deprivations have been going on against our people, it will not be a big surprise to me that a man from Bayelsa would prefer that the Igbos be killed once again than that he loses his position. But what he fails to see is that just as the foundation of the belief of the North concerning the so-called Nigeria, they have called the extension of the rule of Usman Danfodio, they will get at him again. But I'm not concerned about what they are planning, and I don't intend to encourage any Biafran to waste a thought at what they are planning. One thing is sure. Like I said when I started, life is a cycle. People are going to be born someday, others are going to die someday. But the choices we make between our living and our dying are personal to us. For me and for those of us in Biafra, we have made only one choice. We just want freedom, because we believe that with freedom, we can give the world so much good than the bad they have complained so much concerning Nigerians. So what I tell my people today is that there is actually no reason to be so worried. If there is any reason to be worried, it is because we've not started pushing harder as we should push from our zonal and national settings. If you have been committed 50%, it is time you make it 150. If you have been running at 150, it's time you go mad about it. There is actually a lot of things good about going mad. Until you go mad about what you believe in, the spirit will not come to your aid. I want to speak concerning Ohanaeze. It's very clear to the powers that be and the people of the world everywhere that they are in a state of total confusion. They have swallowed toads and they are now stuck with it.
Ikechi, will you round up for me? There are so many calls to take. You can come back to me later. I want to speak to Dr. Justin Akujeze as well.
Thank you very much.
For me.
Thank you very much. The Ohanaeze we have today are in a state of confusion. They understand that they have come to a place where they either stand for their people or die out together with their people. So they understand today that supporting Jonathan all along, playing to the gallery, standing on the fence has not achieved anything. Trying to do it from the back corner has not done anything. And every step that they decide to take from now will be instrumental to whatever happens in the East before going to the rest of Nigeria. But what I say to them today is, we have made our choice. We've crossed the bridge. We've broken it down. There is no way we can go back to Nigeria. It's either they move on and come out now and stand and state their desires, whether they stand for their people or whether they will continue to play to the gallery. But whatever decision they decide to take, they should know that Biafra has crossed the bridge and broken it down. I say to the powers that be, the people of the world, the British government, and what have you, those who have been supporting the Nigerian government and are still supporting the Nigerian government, you will be incurring a third world war and the end of the war if you support passively or actively the campaign being geared and garnered by the Nigerian government and their Yoruba and Hausa counterparts towards ensuring that we remain in slavery. We can assure you, you can only succeed when no single man, when no single Biafran is alive. And that, my brothers and sisters, is an eternal impossibility. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. And we must take your calls. Once again, the number to call is +353 899 849 849. For Skype, it remains Radio Biafra. If you call us, we shall take your call. A lot is happening. A lot seems to be happening. The vultures are circling as always, and their intent, they are determined, they are ever ready to devour, to consume, and to kill those who are living. We have done nothing wrong to these people. We have not stolen anybody's property. We have not stolen land belonging to anybody. We have committed no crime against anybody. The only crime we have committed is against Chukwuebiamah, for which we have sought forgiveness Why are we going through this type of degradation? Why are we going through this type of humiliation? There has to be an end to it. And only Biafrans can stop it. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Hello?
Your name and where you are. Raise your voice. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you. Do you want to speak or not? We don't have time to waste.
Hello?
My God in heaven. Sometimes they don't get it, do they? This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our lines are open. Does anybody here have anything to say? Or do we not want to say anything regarding what is happening? What is happening is abominable. It is very, very sad. It is painful. It is humiliating. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Zaleto, this is Kingsley Manuel.
Yes, Kingsley, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank all Biafrans all over the world. I want to thank all the board of directors of Radio Biafra. Director, please let me just go straight to the point, because today's news is something that we have been expecting. This is not, it's not by surprise anyway. I have said this before. I remember the recent one I said it was when you were in Cork. I felt about what Jonathan was doing. And I said that I wish that something happened to him, you know, so that our people from the other side, the so-called Niger Delta, will wake up. But if you will permit me, Director, let me go even a bit further to say that this time around, from what is happening now, I think I pray that neither they impeach him, because I will not say let him die, let them kill him, but I want him to be impeached. I know some people might find it very hard, you know, because this thing has been going on. It seems that the man is daft or being charmed, or I don't find the right word to use in some certain things. Because somebody called yesterday, you know, that if Jonathan is for us, let him show. But this man is not even showing, even with the language. If he cannot come because of his, you know, state of his office as a president, he cannot come directly to identify with us. I think he can send one of his full soldiers. I don't know why this man wants to surround himself with his enemies. I don't know if this man has read anything about history. What happened to people like him before in that country? Even some people are thinking that, yeah, we know that, you know, the story of Agri-Ironsi might be slightly different, but for me, I think they are the same. So, in the word of his own kinsman, who said that during the time of the 37 years of Austrian regime, Asoroth was turned by, like, all the presidents from Aosa Friday Expression turned Asolog as like it's an Aosa community. All the language in here was Aosa language. But in this regime of Jonathan, you hardly find somebody that even come from his own side. He goes ahead and mentions even the people that stand in the ministers and what baffled me among all is that among all the oil wells in Niger Delta, it's only one Ijoma that owns oil block. And Jonathan is president for how many years now? And he's not doing anything to even revise all he has been, all the Hausa Fulani and the Yoruba Counterpart have been doing, at least to balance the equation. But this time around, for him to go this far, I understand that the man he used in the president Ejirika is from River State, from Opopo to be precise. But that, you know, he has seen what is happening in River State. River State is running a PDP state. It's being controlled by the Hausa Fulanis. So there is no guarantee anymore from that side. So I believe, let's The so-called Niger Delta people have been keeping quiet for some long now.
Can you round up for me? I don't know why we're taking too much time today. Only 2 minutes. We have a lot of people to take the course. Only 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say here is now, is if permit me, I will say that I need something to happen to Mr. President so that the world will know that something is happening in Nigeria. So that the Niger Delta people will wake up from their slumber. Know that after Jonathan, Niger Delta, the name they are hearing now, won't be relevant anymore. That's what I want to say. I will call back again later.
You will. Thank you very much. Let's go to the line again. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, they're not paying attention as usual. I wouldn't expect some of them to. I would expect them to. Are you paying attention or not? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. No wonder we haven't gotten Biafra yet. Sometimes I wonder. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. My name is Izuchukwu Akuchi.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. Let's go back to the line and see if they're there. If we can actually get people who understand the way we work. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Chika AK. I have to off my system first, please.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Please,
go ahead.
Off my system, please. I am inside the car. It's getting more. Please. My name is Chika AK. Just give me. Hello?
Do we have a caller on the phone? Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director. My name is Chigozie.
Chigozie, where are you calling from?
Chigozie, calling from China.
Chigozie, what is your surname? Your surname?
Chigozie Chinemelo. Chigozie Chinemelo from Olufu in Anambra. In Anambra, Idemili North local government.
That's better. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, my greetings to you and to the board of Radio Biafra. But
unbelievable. They don't understand, do they, really?
Stay here, please.
Are you there? Go ahead. We can get you now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Then say what you want to say. We are waiting.
Please. My name is Chika AK. I'm calling from Kassel. I'm from Owerri, Imo State, in Biafra land. Please, I hope people will not be angry because of my system is repeating itself. I am inside the car. The new army chief of staff, please, let us not put conclusion yet. Jonathan, I don't support him, but in case of this army chief of staff, we have Tokumbo, we have a lot of people. It is not possible for Jonathan to appoint his army chief of staff as a house man. Please, let us hold on. Names does not mean anything.
What are you talking about? I don't understand what you mean.
Director, what I'm saying is that there is Asara Tokumbo, there is a lot of people, we know what is going on here. I am not a full supporter of Jonathan, but as far as we are concerned, Jonathan will never appoint army chief of staff as an Hausa man.
Nobody's saying, they said he is from Opobo. Nobody's saying, listen very carefully, nobody's saying he's from the north. The new army chief of staff is from Opobo, in River State. That's where he comes from. We know that very clearly. But as Inhejirika was removed,
Director, please, Inhejirika is due for retirement. He will be retired in 3 months' time. There is something going on in the army. The only thing people were saying is that why didn't they put the Imbisen man? You understand? Because the chief, now there has to be the National Security Advisor. I think he has to go too. Then there is balance of equation. People should not panic about that.
That is what they always say. We'll wait and see. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Good afternoon. My name is Justin Akujeze. I'm calling from Chicago.
The great man himself. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Well done, well done. You guys are doing great with the tour. The tour is bringing out people. The enthusiasm is high among our people. And there is no need for any second guessing. The truth of the matter is, whatever they do does not depend, the outcome will not depend on whatever they do. They can change as many people as possible. That's their own prerogative. For us, the zoo has expired, one. The world has been told the zoo has expired, two. Three, there is nothing else they can do to revive a failed state. What you will expect next is that Jonathan may resign. Okay? That is the next thing, giving them the stage for house control. That's okay. Our demand remains the same. We are going back to take back Chukwu Abiyama's land, Biafra. We are going back to take it. It does not depend on what they do. Nigeria has expired. We must begin to educate the world that every business with Nigeria is illegal, and we must be honored when we come in. Okay? They better save everything until we come back to sign new accords with whatever business interests, whatever other people's interests they may need. Okay? But looking at it this way, a man changed his chief of staff, chief of defense personnel. That's their prerogative. The houses under the emir are meeting. That's their own prerogative. We also are meeting. That's our own prerogative. So everything is done. Every group is meeting. What we must call on is our brothers, the Ijaw people, our brothers, the Emir, the Eket, the Idoma, the Isikiri, the Urebo, to close ranks. Close ranks. This is the time to close ranks, the Edo. Okay? And then when we close our ranks, we begin to plan. That's all we can say. Talking too much or being infuriated by whatever moves they make ends up nothing. Keep on harping on our people to close ranks. Come together. Donate, donate, donate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Well spoken. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to the line to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. They are not saying anything, unfortunately. Let's go to the other line. Do we have somebody on the coordinator's line? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? Unbelievable today. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Lotachukwu Okore calling from Norway.
Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, I want to say thank you for the good work that you're doing. And thanks to other coordinators all over the world. Truly, we are making a very great advancement in our work. I must say that yesterday I saw the documentary that BBC was showing on their television. I was moved. That encouraged me to understand that we are being heard all over the world. The main reason that I'm calling is to share little information, because we held our meeting here in Oslo last Saturday, and the meeting was very, very successful. because that is my own concern as a coordinator here. So I just want to say thank you to every Biafran that attended the meeting. It was very, very wonderful. And also I want to use this opportunity to thank our brothers who has been contributing money towards sending our transmitter down home. I want to say thank you to every one of you, because I know right now as I'm speaking that you are hearing me as I speak. So I the money, I believe we'll be sending the money down to our headquarters in London by any moment from now. And also, the information I want to pass across to us right now that listens to me, because I know that many people right now are listening from Norway here, is that according to the information given to us by by Ikechukwu Enyago, the coordinator of all coordinators, that the job has been shared into so many places, so that every city should have their own coordinator. So based on that aspect, my duty here is to speak to everyone of us listening to me from this side, to understand that from now henceforth, the people that live in Bergen city of Norway, Philip Anyuku is now your coordinator. So as you're listening, because I overheard many people calling from the city Bergen, as you're listening right now, I want you to take the number of Philip Anyuku. He is now the coordinator of Bergen, Norway. His number is 409-499-533. I repeat his number again, 409-499-533. And people that are listening right now to my call, our coordinator also in Oslo from now is Ndu Okwoma. So people that live in Oslo, you contact Ndu Okwoma. His number is 9888-2095. His number again, 9888-2095. He is the coordinator of Oslo. So I want to say thank you to every one of you, because we are making a great progress on our end. I don't have anything to contribute, I mean, on the changes about who good luck changed and who he put in place. My main concern is to get Biafra. That is my concern. So
I like that.
I believe in action. So let us just walk ahead, because time is no longer on our side.
That is
true. Thank you very much, thank you, my director, and God bless every Biafra. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much. Very well spoken. I like that. Well spoken. And following a cue from Dr. Kujeza, we're not going to dwell on that. We'll continue. All the plans they are making is irrelevant. We march on full steam ahead. Whatever they decide to do, the reason why we report this news sometimes is to remind our people of what needs to be done, what we must do, the extent to which our enemies are going, the extent to which they have gone, to the extent they intend to go to stop us. But we are relentless, because Biafra is what rightfully belongs to us. We make no apologies. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you all the way from Dublin. Dublin is an island. We are reporting that Jonathan sacked Ihejirika. He has sacked him. Sultan of Sokoto, in closed door talks with the National Security Advisor, the Northerners, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, they are moving against us. We shall also move against them as well. Our plan is not stopping. We are going. All we ask for is for your help, and people will see what we will do. We will make them look as foolish as they naturally are. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hi, I'm Chibeze. I'm calling from Thailand.
Chibeze from Thailand. From Thailand, you said.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I'm from Orio. I'm from Owerri, from Owerri North.
Thank you.
Okay,
go ahead.
I want to comment on the issue, on the topic of Jonathan sacking the generative of himself. What I would like to say is that, despite whatever action he may take, let him not allow the incident to bury it, like the Zeke we have now, please. The action of Sudan, Togo, Sokoto, their meeting and whatever they are doing, I believe that they are doing the right thing, because if we are in the position, we will do the same. And we have also do our own part, that they will play for us. And on the letter to the UN security of this in Nigeria for amalgamation celebration, as we are trying to invite to tell them not to visit, to not attend that, not to honor that invitation. If they insist on coming, let them also come with their own personal securities because of what things may happen on that particular day. I'm fully supportive of what you are doing. May God encourage you and keep you going.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. That was a caller from Thailand, is it? Yeah, we are very strong in Thailand. Very, very strong in Thailand. We have another caller from Norway, and we must take this very call. We must take it. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Hello, I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway.
Yes, and your name is?
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuemeke.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Ebu Director, I thank you for the work and the courage you have in life to make this Biafran restoration a reality. And all the editorial board of Radio Biafra, I pray that God will guide and protect all of you. Director, I would like us to drop the issue of this Jonathan. Please, you are there receiving calls. I would like us to drop this issue of Jonathan, sacking, not sacking. With the wisdom of Akijeze, look at how Akijeze speak. This is the way you can know. This is the way we can make a change. Akijeze did not start pointing hand while removing this, putting this. No. This cannot take us anywhere. We don't want to our brothers to see us differently again. Let us think on how. I've been listening since 3 days now. Our people have dropped our transmitter issue. Nobody discussed about transmitter issue. Nobody is motivated about transmitter issue. The report of the assignment given to Germany. We are not hearing about the assignment given to Germany about how the motor that they are arranging is going. If they're up to the tax or they're not up to the tax. These are the things we're supposed to be hearing. Though we can as well sometimes argue some things that we see in the newspaper. But it's not all things that everybody will be calling and speaking on. Jonathan made a change, yes. There is men that understand the change. And there is men that did not understand the change. I myself speaking to you now, I understand the change. The change is informed. Yes, the change will encourage what we are doing. But you don't, so some of us don't know. So, and in another way around, Director, with what yourself is saying about citing that what the Northerners are saying, that the Jonathan want to cite a barrack, you know, move ammunitions. This is why you have Barrister Imam Mezi. When the barrister calls you to order, immediately you respond. You don't argue much. This was what you and the barrister were trying to argue about 4 or 5 days ago. The barrister told you after the broadcast, you said no. You start bringing points. But Director, myself, I'm also advising you that as soon as the barrister calls you to order, immediately you respond. Even if after sitting with the barrister, tomorrow is another day. You come out tomorrow with a new version on how we follow up. Then we follow up. Because why I normally call this radio station and why I support Radio Biafra is that I am optimistic. 100% optimistic that Biafra is restored. If not, if I'm not optimistic with my own spiritual seeing, I will not be calling this radio, you know, I will see it as something as other people. And I want to tell you one thing. I am highly motivated of your tone. Your tone is very, very, it's a motivated tone. This is a tone that the Biafrans want. And I always pray for you. So what I'm trying to say, Director, is that number one, try to take advice.
What is your advice now to me?
My advice to you is that when you are speaking and then barrister say tell you that please director, if there is an issue and the barrister calls you and said after the meeting, after the broadcast, that you have something to discuss with you about that, just acknowledge it and said okay, you move on. That is my own point.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
But there is something that you need to also realize, that this is Radio Biafra. We are not Radio Nigeria. We put everything out in the open so that the mistakes of the past will not be repeated. I am not one of those, I must finish. I am not one of those that sweep issues under the carpet. Our people must be made aware of the plans of the enemy so we can counter it. I am not an expert in every field. By presenting this news this very way, we may have other opinions that may help us counter what our enemies are doing. We must ask ourselves, why is it that the National Security Advisor is going to Kaduna to go and meet the Sultan of Sokoto when they have not come to where we are? How do we counter such things? How do we present them in such a way to show that the power actually resides with the Sultan of Sokoto? And now with Jonathan, that is the essence of the news. This fact, we must make it very clear. The idea that Jonathan is being stopped from sighting an armory in Biafra land is indicative of the very heightened state of alert of the North. We must also factor that in. I accept one thing you said, that we have stopped talking about our transmitter. We have stopped talking about the buses that the Germans are buying for us, and all the other key things that we should be doing, which I agree, they are very valid. I also agree with what Dr. Kujese said, that we should be focusing more on issues, on how we are going to get Biafra, regardless of what our enemies does. I understand that too. I'm coming. I will tell you the reason why we bring this news into play. We are not just fighting the Hausa Fulani people. We are also trying to present our case to before the international court, so to speak, the conscience of humanity and mankind. When you report a news, I just want people to understand why we report news the way we do. When you report a news that the National Security Advisor is going to consult a traditional ruler in one part of a so-called United Country, and that traditional ruler stood up to talk about the North, the person you're speaking to in Norway, in Sweden, in Switzerland, in Ukraine, in Bulgaria will understand that indeed this cannot be how things should be done. So we have people at different stages of understanding of what we are doing. And you need to appeal to each and every constituency by presenting the news in a manner that hits all the points that you intend to make, while also concentrating on what you're doing. We have not spoken about the transmitter. You know, our people, that is what happens to people that do buying and selling. They move on from one thing to the other without grounding themselves in the previous project. Our transmitter is there. We need money to send it home. It is not coming. We remind you, we are dealing with people that some of them are very, very difficult. We thank all of those that contributed money towards the purchase of the transmitter. To contribute over £80,000 is not easy. We commend every Biafran that did that. We commend them. And you know, sometimes I feel a bit bad having to go back to the same constituency, the same handful of people, to keep asking them, we have this to do, we have that to do, and we have the other to do, and we don't have any money. We need to procure our headquarters. We were told today it is going to cost somewhere in the region of about 2 million. We don't have it. We need to buy arms and armaments. How are we going to do it if we don't have any help? Do you see, my dear brother? That is why we bring our news the way we do, to appeal to as many people as possible.
that they may come to our rescue. Whatever Jonathan does is irrelevant to me. If they like, let them put, I said this before, an army checkpoint in each and every compound in Biafra land. We will blow them away. It's very simple. Do you know that the British were in Israel? The British had their garrisons stationed all over Israel. The Palestine mandate went over to British to maintain. But when the Egon and Haganah went in, they blew the British away. Very simple. We are asking for that help and that money to get our materials together. Since our people don't understand diplomatic language, we put it out in the open so they understand it. We need assistance. We need help. We need money to buy the things that will make it impossible for the Nigerian army to mobilize against us. We have scientists, mind you. We are not at liberty to discuss their work live on air. We know what we are doing. There is a method in our madness. That is why the BBC listens when we speak. That is why the Sultan of Sokoto, as I'm speaking to you now, is busy listening to Radio Biafra. They all listen to Radio Biafra. And that was why they removed the Hejriga. We don't care who they're replacing. If they like, let them go and bring Satan and make Satan the chief of defense staff. And the children, Lucy, I don't know who is older, Satan or Lucifer, I don't know who is older than who. Or maybe make Lucifer the chief of army staff. It does not perturb me, not one second. Our work must continue. But I thank you for your advice. It is well taken. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The calls must be taken. If you have called us before and you did not speak on time or say what you are supposed to say, you are dropped, please. We ask you when you call Radio Biafra, once you hear my voice via your Skype or your phone, turn your system down if I say hello to you. If you can hear me, it means you are live on air and you start speaking. Please, that is what we want you to do. We don't want to go to you to take your call and then we start saying hello, hi, hello, hi. No, we don't want to do that, please. It's very, very important. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Hello.
Do you see the problem? Turn your system down. Turn it down. Okay. Huh? What is wrong with these people?
Can you hear me now?
I've been hearing you from day one. I've been hearing you from before.
Okay, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Ekene. Hello.
Do you see the problem? Ekene, turn your system down. Do you want to hear your voice again? Turn your system down, for goodness sake.
Okay, it's down now. It's down now. It's down now. Director, this is Ekene Zembauku. I'm calling from Qatar.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Assistant PRO from Qatar. Director, we really appreciate your work. Okay, we, Qatar, we are, even our coordinator is very doing very good. Very redundancy. So now I'm trying to, I'm using this opportunity now to inform the Qatar, the Biafrans in the Qatar, that we are going to have our general meeting tomorrow, which is 17 January, being Friday, at Asafa restaurant by 2:30 at Albin Abdullahi Street, close to Swan Signal, Doha, Qatar. Once you get to the Swan Signal, you can call this number. 7077-9523. I repeat, 7077-9523. Or you can call my number 33110123. I repeat, 33110123. Then coordinator, I don't know today or the news today is very terrible. Anyway, but we always believe you. And we always support you. And we are trying to do everything possible to make Qatar, the Biafrans in Qatar, to come out and support. Then the ones that used to call and say that they don't know where we do our meetings, they can go now, please, director. Anybody that call from Qatar, please remember to tell him to type in people in Qatar. That's how we do it. Once you type it, you get everything about our meeting. And we do a meeting every Friday. That's what Codetto has been trying to. The meeting is going every Friday, not monthly. Every Friday by 2:30. So, director, thank you for the hard work you are doing, and the board members, and we appreciate your work, and we truly support you. Whether good luck or Ivejirika or whatever, we are in support of whatever you are doing. I will know the people that call that are saying that you talk this and that. Director, keep on. We are with you. Nigeria is no more. Is dead. Nigeria is dead. And even God himself is tired of Nigeria. So whatever it's going to take, be it anybody, once you're against us, we take you. Whatever, even the UK, even the British, if it happens that you cannot get Biafra, we face them. If you can face them, then the ones that call, let them try to have something to support, to help us, to take our transmitter home. That's the most important thing, because each time we call, I call home, each time I call home, they keep on asking me, when is he coming? Let us do, not only to call and be advising and talking advice, keep on advising. Let us do something and take that transmitter home, because no, we must get our people back home. This is going to be easy way for us. Thank you, Director, and keep your work going.
Thank you very much. And it's a good thing to see that Qatar is getting up. We have been saying it from day one. We need all the countries bordering that part of the world to come up and be very strong. We like it. What you're doing in Qatar, you must keep it up. You must keep it up.
One more thing, please. Remember to tell them, the people that call from Qatar, that they should go to their website and their Facebook and type "People in Qatar" is there already. We post every day. We remind them every day. Even our coordinator is doing all his possible things. Even at the meeting, sometimes he used to even entertain us, buy us things in order to make, because he's our brother. So we want to go forward. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are joining us from. We must remind everybody that we are here to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less, regardless of who mans the roadblock, Lucifer, Satan, all the angels of darkness, they can be there. It doesn't really matter to us. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, good morning, Director. This is Festus Somaka calling from Verona, the coordinator of Verona.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I greet you, Director. I'm so happy that you have been making your journey from one city to another. We give glory to Chukwu Abiyama. Fellow Biafrans, let me talk to you, or let me address you a little bit. You should not be panicked of what Jonathan is doing. Whatever Jonathan is doing, he's doing it for expiring zone. The zone is already expired. What we have to do, we have to get our hands together and know how we're going to get our hands together and get Biafra. That is why we are under the Radio Biafra, spreading the good news for all our brothers to understand that we are free from the hands of the wicked ones. But it's for us to go and get it by ourselves. That is why we are here to enlighten our own people in Verona, in all over Italy, and all over the whole world, that we are free. We must go and get it by ourselves. Whatever Jonathan is doing, whatever the outside is doing, they are doing for their own self. We must not start to listen to whatever Kadem Sokoto is doing. He's getting their heart together. Let us go and get our own together. Where are the Igbos? Where's your Hanes and Igbo? Where are you now? This is the time. If you are man enough, why can't you stand up? Why can't you stand for your people? Look at Kadem Sokoto. Look at what he's doing for his own people. You are there sitting down. Karen Ghana must go from one place to another, putting shifty cattle cap on your head, looking for who people to kill. Look at you. Look at the Igbos. Look at them. Director, I am here strongly telling my people to ask for this struggle, to be strong on this struggle, that we are going to get it by ourselves. I am pleading to everyone in Verona that we are having our meeting on 19th of Sunday, this Sunday that is coming, on 19th of January, this Sunday. We normally make our meeting in Samazimo, you all know there. Please, I urge you all to come out in the month so that we can get our hearts together and know how we get our freedom. Director, I would like to pass the phone to my wife, my woman, and with the authority. I don't know if you permit me to.
Of course, go ahead. She's a Biafran. Go ahead and give her the phone, of course.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, Director Nandi.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Florence Ngozi Konigo. I'm from Ihe in Ogun local government, Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I thank you very much. All the editorial board of Radio Biafra, may the Chukwu Abiyama guide you and protect you. And may the Chukwu Abiyama
bless all Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. You are from Ihe, and so is my mother as well, from Ihe. And your brother is here. Can you say hello to your sister? Take the your brother is here at the studio. Let him give you his name.
Hello, my sister.
Good evening, brother. Who am I speaking?
Emeleke.
Adu moya neku.
Opo oku.
Eh.
Oku boyu weze.
Ineke gal. Eh.
Oku boyu weze. Wono amobi.
Onye nko ne.
Oku boyu weze.
Eh, onye weze. Wono alisa oni igbo.
Ama an hale mano. Ama wofuma na.
Biafra have already joined everybody today. May God bless you people in Ireland, Dublin, there in Jesus' name.
Amen. Are you too in Italy?
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, 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 very much. Please, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you and your family.
Bye.
Bye now. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. This work must be done. And this work is to preach Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Princess Kanu.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Director Nnamdi.
Go ahead.
What I want to advise is that we should not panic for what these people are doing, because it is not our business. And I believe that some things are better left unsaid. Transmitter. We wouldn't be shouting about this transmitter. Sometimes my dad would say to me, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. We don't have to be telling them the day or when our transmitter is going home. It's not important at the moment. So what I'm trying to say here is that if they like, he can make the Sultan of Sokoto his chief whatever or advisor or whatever it is not our business. We must remain focused. And there is nothing that they can do that will make us to lose courage. So I'm saying to you, do not be dismayed. And I'm telling you and the Radio Biafra crew and all the directors and all Biafrans that is in this struggle all over the world to listen to what I want to read, a short verse in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 49, 1-7 says, listen to me, distant nations, you people who live far away. Before I was born, the Lord chose me and appointed me to be his servant. He made my words as sharp as a sword. With his own hand, he protected me. He made me like an arrow, sharp and ready for use. He said to me, Israel, you are my servant. Because of you, people will praise me. I said, I have walked, but how hopeless it is. I have used up my strength, but I have accomplished nothing. Yet I can trust the Lord to defend my cause. He will reward me for what I do. Before I was born, the Lord appointed me. He made me his servant to bring back his people, to bring back the scattered people of Biafra land. The Lord gives me honor. He is the source of my strength. The Lord said to me, I have a greater task for you, my servant, Nnamdi Kanu, and the Radio Biafra crew, and all the people who are involved in this struggle. Not only will you restore to greatness the people of Biafra land who have survived, but I will also make you light to the nations so that all the world may be saved. Israel's holy God and Savior says to the one who is deeply despised, who is hated by the nations and is the servant of rulers, kings will see you released and will rise to show their respect. Princes also will see it and they will bow low to honor you.
Thank you.
This will happen because the Lord has chosen his servant. The Holy God of Biafra land keeps his promises. Thank you all and God bless you, dear friends. Hold on a second, please, for my name.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to thank all of you, the indigenous people of Biafra, on what you people are doing. I pray that God will strengthen you people and will give us victory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have one song to sing that says, Atulegu bitam no yere. Helelanya buru buru nujo. Ni na mowe mbuchine kegio. Na bagiume. Nde nyere laka. Nde ne kwa gima. Nde di akani kegio mumeo. Kwa gibegi.
Brilliant. Thank
God
you.
Bless all of you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue to preach this gospel. We must continue to sing it, and we continue to draw our reference, our inference. We must continue to draw our strength and our courage from the scriptures, because the work we are doing is the work that Chukwuebem himself has mandated that we should do. That is why he determined that we should come. That is why we are without fear before our enemies. Anybody that knows this radio station that has gone to China to broadcast, the first broadcaster to broadcast out of China, we have gone to the zoo to broadcast. Out of the heart of darkness, which is Lagos, there is nothing we cannot do. Nothing can stop us. Not complacency, not reshuffling of any cabinet. There is nothing the man or woman can do to stop the prevalence of the will of God. Nothing. That is why we are Biafrans. And that is why Biafra is going to come. We must go forward. This gospel must be preached, even as we do it here in Dublin, in Ireland. We must go ahead. Let us go and take this very call. If they can stay on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Evangelist Barnabas Ago.
Evangelist, you will turn down your radio. I expect you to know this.
I have removed it, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to speak to all the zonal coordinators and the national coordinator to remind them of what we have heard from the international coordinator yesterday. Please, I want them to know that I sent them an email today requesting.
That is the problem we are having. I expect Evangelist Barnabas to know this, to turn your system down when you're speaking to us. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Do we have a caller on Skype on Radio Biafra Skype line? Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us go to the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Wan Kwokinsley.
Wan Kwokinsley.
From Belgium.
From Belgium.
He does south.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, my director. I'm saying well done for your work, well done.
Thank you.
I'm using the opportunity to announce our coming meeting on Saturday, the 18th of January, in Antwerp. The street is Middenstraat number 2, near Mantel Central Station. May God bless all Biafrans in the whole world, and in Biafra we stand. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
To my brothers, Barnabas, the European coordinator. Barnabas, I got his work from Alan Dizog.
Yes.
Send my greetings to him.
I will do so. He is actually on the line, and he is hearing what you're saying. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
God bless every Biafran.
Thank you, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. I have a message, and I must read it. This message is very clear, and this very message we must bring to the attention of our people. This is from somebody. I will read his name out when I finish reading out this message. He says here, better to die for freedom than be a prisoner all the days of our life. Whatever that happens, there must be a reason. Every disappointment is a blessing. We are going to restore our land back, whether the devil likes it or not. May God strengthen you. It's referring to all of you. I must say, all of you, Biafrans all over the world.
His name is David Otobong Ebong. He is from Akwa Ibom. He is presently resident in Malaysia. We are united. We are one in this very accord. And we are proceeding to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. The incorruptibility of this radio station is what will propel us to the promised land. We are not going to deviate. We are not going to prevaricate. We will not delay. We will not retreat. And we can never surrender. Regardless of the horrendous news we bring, regardless of how we analyze it, our resolve is unshakable. Our resilience cannot be questioned. We pursue Biafra until it comes, because Biafra must come. That is what God himself said. Not me. It's in the Bible. Not me. I didn't say it. Chukwu Abiama said so. And we hold him to his words. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. And we must go on to reconnect with our European representative. And hopefully he has turned his system down. This is Radio Biafra. Evangelist Barnabas, you may continue.
Hello, sir. God bless you, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir, I'm very, very sorry about this. You know, is this tablet, the screen freezes, sir, so I
it
couldn't operate with the volume.
It freezes. That's correct. It freezes. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I want to thank you again for Johnny Mercy's going from Cork to Waterford, from Waterford to Dublin, and the strength that God has been giving to you to be able to talk on daily basis and discussion, this making discussion and conversation with our people all over the world. Sometimes I wonder the type of strength or where you draw your strength. But I pray that God will continue to strengthen. And I know that all Biafrans all over the world, they are praying for you, as they always say that they are praying, and I believe they are praying for you. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I want to use this opportunity again to speak to all the national and zonal coordinators, because today I have sent them an email concerning the new changes that we have in our offices. So please, I want them to respond to me immediately, because the international secretary is also demanding all the requests that I made from them, which I told him that I've made this request. I'm waiting for them to get back to me. So some people, they always delay. When you request something, it will take them 10 days, 20 days before they will get back to you. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Please, we must engage ourselves in what we are doing and being prompt, so that whenever we are requested for something, an attention should be given immediately. Please, I repeat it again, please, we need your telephone number, your Skype name, and your email addresses. We need it for an update so that I can be able to communicate with you. As you zonal coordinators knows now that you have to be dealing with me, so we need to know how many we are and how we are going to proceed to do this job. Thank you, and I know that you have listened and you have catch what I have said. And I want to use this opportunity, sir, to thank my coordinator in Dublin, Kingsley, Don Kingsley, and Isaiah Oba himself, who have been running up and down trying to organize this thing. I know it's not easy, because financially and otherwise is something that is so great, and God has given them the strength to be able to do this. I want to congratulate them, and I pray for them that God Almighty will continue to strengthen them as they continue, not only after you have gone, but to make more effort continuously to proclaim and evangelize this gospel of Radio Biafra, and to make our people to come. And I want to use this opportunity to thank the people of Waterford. They surprise us and they surprise me. The women mostly who turn out, and I know that all of them, they are seeking and they are admiring to join the Radio Biafra in a group, and I believe they have joined. I say may God bless them, and the coordinator, okay? I say God bless you, our woman coordinator,
who have just heard about Radio Biafra a few days ago and came out and decided to take this office. I pray that God will strengthen all of you. And Director, finally, not to take your time. We don't need to discuss about these changes of whoever that they remove, because we are not expecting any good thing from them. They are the same people, and they cannot fight against each other. So let us concentrate in what we are doing and make sure that we get what our focus should be on, how to mobilize our people on a daily basis to get what we want. That's all we have to concentrate. We don't need to look after those people or what they, whether they change offices. It's not our business. They can never do anything good for us. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
And thank you very much. And that is what we are doing. We are not mindful of who they put in office. That is irrelevant. But the strategy behind it is what is of concern to us. We must understand how our enemies think so we can defeat them. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you are. As for us, we are Radio Biafra and we are in Dublin. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my honorable director.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening to all my fellow Biafrans there in Dublin. My name is Amechi Iman. I'm calling from Israel. I am the coordinator of Biafran in Israel. Director, I want to use this opportunity to tell you to continue preaching the gospel. We are getting healed every day. Continue and never relent.
Thank you.
I want to use the opportunity now to tell all my fellow Biafrans, the few of us that believe in ourselves and believe in Biafra struggle, that tomorrow evening by 6 o'clock Israeli time, we'll be having our meeting in Levinsky, number 80 Levinsky in Moneygram, that we are not afraid of anybody. Whoever that is against us should go and inform our enemies that our meeting must hold tomorrow. I invite as well, I ask as well my enemies, our enemies, to come if they like. We are not afraid.
How can
in the state
be?
Of Israel.
Never.
Our meeting must hold tomorrow.
Of course it
for
will.
Everybody to hear. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, you're a good man.
Fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very much, you're a good man. And you must remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. That is what makes you a Biafran. We don't like cowards. I hate cowards in my life. You must remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. That's what makes you who you are. We are Biafrans after all. When we descend upon that zoo, then they will know. Then they will say, oh, they used to say it. We thought they were joking. Then they will know how serious we are. They think we are playing. They don't know what is coming. We are coming and hell is following us behind. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. We are in Dublin.
Okay, Director. My name is Chigozie. I've called before, but I'm sorry my phone has a small problem, but it has fixed now.
Go ahead.
My name is Chigozie Chinemaro from Anambra, Biafra, Oluku, in Idemiri North Local Government Area.
Yes, go ahead. And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm residing in China, sorry. I'm residing in China.
In China. Which part of China are you in?
I'm in Guangzhou.
In Guangzhou. China. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. My regards to Board of Radio Biafra. Good evening, Biafra, all over the world. Director, I must tell you, this our struggle is fast approaching. Because I believe all these things that is happening now is part of advertisement and enwising our people of Biafra. The reason why I said so is that there in Federal House, we have people representing us as they may say. I believe there are many Igbos, many Biafrans here in the House, but what are they doing here for us? If they see all these things as an opportunity, if they see all these things as opportunity of enlisting themselves, let them know that good names is better than riches, and charity begins at home. So what I will tell my fellow Biafrans all over the world, let us unite, because united we stand and divided we fall.
Let us stand and unite as one and fight this struggle, because I believe this struggle is fast approaching. I was once a Mazop right there in from Onitsha when I was living there, but all these crackers, I just quit because I see where it has landed. So I must tell you, I'm happy that this struggle is coming to an end now. And I believe and I thank God for granting us this opportunity, because I don't believe and I don't see the reason why. That's why I call those people a fool. I don't believe why you would tell somebody that you don't need them. I don't know why I would tell somebody I don't need your accompaniment and you are forcing me. Your aims and my aims are not the same, and your behavior and character and mine is not the same. So we don't belong to the same category. You understand? God has blessed everybody, blessed the whole country with their own resources. They should belong to the farmers where they belong, as cattle rearer and a groundnut planter, and leave us alone to do our own things and handle ourselves and handle our things the way we want it.
I agree with you.
As for me, all dear friends, I pray to God that God will give us the zeal and the mind to fight together as one. Thank you, Director, and thank you, all the people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. You have spoken very, very well. We have another caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Nandi.
Good evening.
This is Chukwuemeka from France.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just calling. I called yesterday that I wanted to ask a question, but I will just ask that question last week.
Go ahead.
So what I want to tell you is that it's true that we need to hear the news commented in the radio, you know, concerning what is happening in that zoo. Yes, but you should. What I'm telling every Biafra all over the whole world that is listening, this is for news' sake, and for us to know the strategies of our enemies, so that we comment on it, and to let them know also that we know we've seen them where they are hiding, and people should not care about whether good luck is sucking or bad luck is anybody. We shouldn't care about that. Nobody should look at it, because it's no more our business. That country is already dead, and there is nothing that is going to come out from dead bodies. It's only maggots, you know. It's only maggots that will be expecting from dead bodies. Because when dead body is dead, when something is dead, it's decayed. The next thing we look at is the decaying of the dead things. So what am I trying to say? That we are moving forward. What is so much important is, as we are talking about the transmitter and the rest of thing, I want to suggest to you, if you can just tell us, maybe you calculate how much the transmitter is going to cost to get to Biafra land, and let us know. I believe that there are some Biafrans here in the whole world that's listening that can be moved. Even one person can give that money to send the transmitter home. But let us at least talk about this transmitter, because it's very important. You know, we cannot take this transmitter when there is no more, war, because very soon they will begin to fight against themselves. Just go and mark it somewhere. Very soon, they will begin to fight against themselves. And if they are fighting against themselves, there's no way we can take this transmitter down to Biafra land again. So what I'm trying to suggest is that before everything, transmitter must be in the Biafra land, even if it's not fixed. So please, we need to know, I believe, the all other Biafrans everywhere in the world, whether registered or not, we'd like to know how much exactly it would take for the transmitter to get to Biafra land. You know, we never can tell. Somebody can just be touched. Or I think, understand me? And he will say, okay, I'm going to volunteer myself, and I'm going to give my money for the transmitter to get to the destination. So that is what I want to say. And another question, my question goes like this. I am asking because I have a sister, we attend the same church. Is a very good friend of mine, and she's from Edo, from Benin.
and she's very, very interested in what we're saying, what we're doing about this Biafra something. But she had a lot of questions, whether Benin is part of Biafra, or maybe is there any way that something can be done? If there is something, maybe some history, as you are an expert on it, how Benin is related, or maybe they are not related. If there is any possibility, any possible means that maybe one day they can come return Biafra. So I just want you to enlighten, maybe some of them will be listening, and maybe I believe she will be listening as well, so that we'll see how to say something about that, and maybe to see if she is going to continue having some hope about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that question, and we shall answer it. The people of Edo, the people of Benin in particular, are those I hold in very high esteem. I like them because they are warriors. We want, my own personal preference will be for them to join us, but it will be for the Benin people to vote in a referendum if they want to be part of Biafra or not, because we don't want to force anybody to belong. If your friend goes out to campaign and say Biafra is a good thing for us, then they are welcome, as our name is there, Biafra. Come and join us, come and enter and be part of us. We are not excluding anybody, but if you come into Biafra, know that Biafra is a republic. You must also consider, you are likely to consider the paramount or the significant power that the Oba of Benin wields, because we are Republicans. We don't bow down before anybody. So they must understand that. Because in the new Biafra, many things will happen. We are not at liberty to say it. But no man will bow down before any other man. We only bow down before God, Chukwu Abiama. They must have that in mind. So if they can bring their Oba sheep, I like it. I like their Oba ceremony. I like it. If they can tell the Oba that when he meets people, they will shake his hand, not bow before him, then we can do business together. As simple as that. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening, sir. May God bless you. My name is Peter Ewuzie.
Yes.
The coordinator of COC.
You're Director. A good man. You're a good man. Go ahead.
Director, God will give you strength and wisdom.
Thank
Director,
you.
Director, please, I want to say two things. One is about the man of journalist yesterday. The man of journalist that asked some questions. I slept over it, and there's something occurred to me. Director, the man of journalist that asked questions. It's good that they ask good that strong questions, because I trust you, because I'm not afraid of, because I know that no question you cannot answer, God will give you the strength to answer it. I'm happy that man is a journalist, and then when he spoke people, he's a Biafran as well. And asked people today, they told me that man is a Biafran. So even when they ask you strong question, he's elevating you, the question is promoting you. Hard question make people to believe on you. Hard question make people to know that you are not fake, you are real. So I welcome the questions. Let them call all the lawyers, barristers, doctors in Dublin to come and ask you questions, because I know the more they ask that question, the more people believe in you. Director, that man is our brother. I hope that, we have journalists, we have barristers, we have lawyers, we have scientists, as you have said already. Those are people that will help to build up Biafran. When Biafra comes. So that is number one. So he can come back and ask that question. No problem. Director, about Jonathan and our brother he has taken out. Director, people say we don't want to hear that. We want to hear that, Director, because if you don't hear that, it will not motivate people. If you don't tell people what is happening, how they are killing their brother, it will not motivate them, you know.
That is correct.
If you didn't tell us what is happening, how can we believe? How can we know that something is happening over there? Those things will motivate us. Like our people say, I'm a Bungwenfo. I'm a scientist. I'm a lawyer. I'm a journalist. The journalist that spoke, when Biafra comes, he will write about Biafra. He will write how Biafra comes. He will write about you, our honorable director, Nnamdi Kanu, you know? He will write about it. So all those people, let them come. I'm happy we have those things.
You know, Ebrozo Nyozo, Adikebo, Aosi Poronku, we want to hear that news. Those news motivate people. Without these news, I don't think people will join Biafra. If they're not hearing all these things, this Hausa Boko Haram are doing us, people will not believe. People will not come and support. So if you don't hear, how can you support? It's like in the church. You have to go to church to listen before you have faith. You can't stay in the house and you have faith. So those things, the news is like going to church. By hearing, by listening, you have faith. So we need to hear those things. And one year we'll know what they are doing to us. And the whole world will know that these people are maltreating these people. If you don't give this news, how can America, Britain, Russia will know that these people are killing us? They will know that. They kill them, they kill us, they remove us in office. They are waiting now. You know what they are doing now? They want to wait. We let everything come down, then they will remove Stella Dua. Because everywhere
of course.
Is shouting about Stella. When everywhere is quiet now, they gently remove her. So we need to speak, you need to give us the news.
I know
those people are listening to the news from Abuja, Lagos, wherever they are listening to it. And they will know that we know what they are doing. So when people say that we don't want to speak about this, we want to speak about that, you have to give us the news. We know quite well that our transmitter is going home. That is why we need transmitter. If transmitter goes back to Biafra land, that transmitter will transmit all these things they are doing to us. You can't send transmitter to home and transmitter will keep quiet. We need to hear the news. And that will motivate us in order to support. You know, Director, God will bless you.
And
I
you
pray
too.
That God will give you strength.
Thank
our
you very
brother,
much.
Our Biafran brother in Dublin, they are doing well. I thank the national coordinator, Isaiah Oba and the Kingsley, that they are, whatever they are doing in Dublin, we are in support of them. Our fellow brothers, the Biafran in Waterford, the Biafran in Dublin, all over. I must thank the executives of Radio Biafra, Barris and himself, Ikechukwu Enyagu, Karamonde, Uche Mefo, and Rita Nibogo. Director, may God bless you. Keep on doing the good work you're doing. God will give you strength.
And you too.
Johnny Messi, God will give you Johnny Messi from Ireland to Spain.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you
good
very
night.
Much. Good
and
night.
God bless you all.
And you too. Thank you very much. We have a caller from Spain, and we ask you to stay there. We have another person calling us from Austria. But the barrister is with me. And because the barrister is with me, I shall go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, good evening. Good evening to all of you. But Director, before I could move on, very sorry I came in at 20:20. That is 20 minutes past 8.
I know.
Things are about 26 past.
It's okay.
Director, this line is not clear. The number I was calling on you yesterday is turned off. And I've been trying the number even while I was in the office. It's not going through. It was sending me straight to the voicemail. What happens to the phone?
It's okay. It is here. But I can tell you that this line you're calling me on is loud and clear. Please, you may proceed unless you want to hear your own voice again, which I know is very sweet. But I don't think you want to hear it. Barrister, you may proceed. It's very clear.
No, Barrister, I'm with you on Skype. Is it clear as
it is.
Hear?
Yes, very, very clear. Please proceed. I can hear
Excellent.
You.
I will crave your indulgence, Director, to please bring me up to speed. Because I just came in, I don't know what is happening. If you can only update me with just a minute, will suffice.
Of course. Anything for you, the barrister himself. I shall repeat the news headlines. Jonathan have sacked Ihejirika as the Chief of Army Staff. Sultan of Sokoto held security talks with the National Security Advisor, where they decided that Ihejirika must be sacked, and Jonathan duly obliged them. We are also reporting that the proposed armory to be built in Biafra land is again a bone of contention. The Sultan of Sokoto do not want any heavy weaponry in Biafra land. That is also the reason why Ihejirika had to go, because Ihejirika was proposing to site a barracks somewhere in Biafra land. We are also reporting this very day that Salami, who is the former, in fact, a sitting president of the Court of Appeal, is saying that the Nigerian judiciary is corrupt. He charged NBA to implement a report on reform. He mentioned the High Court judge in Abuja as being a corrupt person. A president, a judge, one judge accusing the other judge, that telling him direct that you are corrupt. And because of you, the Nigerian legal system is a charade. So if you have any case in court, may God bless you. May God truly bless you, because you are in a lot of nonsense. We are also going on to report that the zoological president of the Zoological Republic has invited United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to attend what they termed centenary celebration, a celebration of ignorance, of hopelessness and stupidity, sometime later on this very year. And ABGA again is rocking. APC did not win Anambra, but APC has gone behind closed doors. They have used a Hausa Fulani judge in Abuja to remove Victor Ume and sack a Hausa man, Shinkafi. In other words, bringing ABGA into turmoil to pave the way for APC to survive in Biafra land, which won't happen anyway because there'll be no more elections, as a matter of fact. Adams Oshimowole is the governor of Edo State. He is today telling us that the unity of Nigeria is not negotiable. That is what he's telling us. He has stolen money and now you cannot negotiate. And once again, as we reported a while ago, and which we must continue to report, that politicians from Hausa Fulani land, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. We have the proof here. A group of people in Maiduguri is now suing their former governor, because the former governor said, I know those carrying out these bombs. So they want him to say who they are. And he is sympathetic to the atrocities being committed by Boko Haram. We are also reporting that Peter Obi, that man, Peter Obi, once again, has commended the Nigerian armed forces for keeping Nigeria as one. It's like somebody saying that, an Israeli politician saying they are commending Nazi party for driving them home to Israel. Peter Obi commending people that killed his own family members because he has a shopping mall in Abuja. He does not want Nigeria to break because of his shopping mall business. Barrister, please, those are the news headlines we are presenting.
Excellent, Director. Well done for the update and also for bringing me up to speed. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Very sorry that I came in late because of issues here and there. But I'm very glad that I met up on time, of course, before. Director, we close off for today. I'm happy being with you. I hope I will be able to make some sense out of all the news Director brought me up to speed. Let's take the first issue of Jonathan moving Hijirika. I would not say it's a surprise, Director, because I had a hint that Hijirika will certainly go. Replaced by another Igbo man. That was what I had some few months ago. So my only appeal, I hope, probably I'm not mistaken, that Hijirika is being replaced by somebody who is of Igbo descent, or somebody from either Calabar, Apa Igbo, or somebody from Aniocha or Igbocha, whichever. As far as he's been replaced by somebody from the Biafra land, or if you like, from the east, that will make me happy. The Bible says, Director, that every problem gravitates to its solution. Biafra is coming. I hope what Lord Jonathan, of course, you know he's my man, and I believe he will never let me down. If he does, we will tell his story. We are on media. And we are preaching here. If he lets the Radio Biafra people and the entire Biafra people down, we will tell his story. I hope he will replace whoever
He's moving in Hejirika away from and putting another Eastern or Biafra man on ground. That will do me, because every Biafra, wherever you come from, you're a Biafra. That spirit of Biafra must be in that person. Director, I repeat, every problem gravitates to its solution. Biafra is coming. I leave that. I don't want to dwell on it, because I am not a military man. I am not in a strategic command or control position. For all we know, Goodluck Jonathan is a Biafran. Whatever he's doing or whatever he has done, he should make sure that he don't do it foolishly. Anything he does foolishly will rebound on his head, and we will not be there to rescue him. We've given him a lot of covering fire from the House of Fulani Boko Haram. If he does anything foolish, this guy, what was the name of this guy who put himself very close to the military and they killed him? Is he Ironsi?
Ironsi was killed by them. Adaka Boro was killed by them. And so also was Sarawiwa.
Thank you, Director. So, if he wants to put himself and make himself one of the numbers, we have warned him and we are here to look after him. If he disappoints us, the show will be on him, Director. I cannot hesitate to tell him that. Because we love him as a Biafran. And no single Biafran man will be looked down by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. We're here to support them and we're here to preach and praise them. However, if they should let us down, then not us in trouble, they will be in trouble. Because, Director, we are destined to restore Biafra. This is our approach. I don't think that anything will downgrade our position, distract or reposition our face. We are going home. And, Director, that is the only, if you put it in mathematical formula, it is called QED, which what we call quod erat demonstrandum. It's been established. It cannot change. It remains K, which is constant. No bargaining if Biafra will be restored or not. It's been restored. All we are trying to do now is to establish God's glory. Because what has been ordained, it has already been ordained. We are all following the legitimate ways to accomplish the goal. As for Biafra, it's been restored. The zoo has expired. And the right of my happiness is nobody is even trying to restore it. I had the BBC talking last week. They are looking for a protector. Something in support of an expired country. You know, British, whenever there is a problem, you see them there. I don't know if they create it or... Well, of course, they are the people that create it. But they are looking for a protector. Director, I was angry. Protecting what? Director, let me use Igbo for the first time. Whatever has fallen, has fallen. Nigeria has expired. You cannot resurrect it. That is end of story. I leave that aside. Let me go to Peter Obi. Director, of course, you summed it perfectly well. He's got a mall in Abuja. And, of course, he has to sing the praises of the military so that they will save him when the time comes. Peter Obi has to live in Abuja. He has to become an Hausa man. And, of course, as Director always says, I think he has a Hausa boyfriend. Of course, there's no need coming back home.
Of course, now, he'll go and stay with the Malam. They will rent a house together, the Malam. Who knows, maybe sometime in the future, he might start breastfeeding the child.
Director, let me tell you, 2 days ago, I was reading what our dear sister sent to me, Karamonde, about the zoo banning gay and all the rest of it. I couldn't stop laughing. I said, I mean, does Karamonde think I'll support gay rights or what? I couldn't stop laughing. So, if gay is banned, let it remain banned, of course. There's no legitimate right for the zoo to do whatever they want to do. Director, as you know me, all my efforts now is being focused on Biafra. I have said this before. When anything is happening in the zoo, I haven't got any time for giving them advice or trying to establish or even to go into whatever they are doing there. It's got nothing to do with Biafrans. We have already separated. Director, unless the heaven falls today, that is the only reason why. Even if the heaven falls, we will walk over the heaven and establish Biafra. There's no other way I can put it. The heaven falls down. We will walk on top of the heaven to go and establish Biafra.
That is
because
correct.
That is where our minds are. And that is where our lives are. And that's where we have established our spirit. We cannot take a second look at that. So any other problem remains behind. Director, you said one barrister in Sokoto or is it in Abuja? Criticizing another barrister. What do you expect, director? So director, listen.
It's a barrister.
The Bible says Satan cannot divide against himself. And whenever Satan divides against himself, the kingdom will fall. Their kingdom has already fallen, so they are entitled to criticize one another. Of course, there's no rule of law there. We know it. Director, you know it. Even a child born today knows that there is no rule of law in the zoo. So if a barrister criticizing a barrister, should you wonder?
No, I'm not wondering, but let me read it so you can actually appreciate the depth of this very criticism. I'll read this news. A former president of the Court of Appeal on Wednesday lambasted the Nigerian judiciary for its growing corruption. He accused the judiciary of harboring corrupt elements, naming Ibrahim Awuta, the chief judge of the Federal High Court, as a corrupt man. Mr. Salami, who made this allegation, spoke at the 10th Gani Fawemi annual lecture organized by the Nigerian Bar Association, Ikeja chapter, on the theme, Nigeria as Centenary, a nation still in bondage.
Director, well, you can see.
A nation still in bondage. And these are lawyers. Lawyers went for a lecture. And the theme of the lecture is Nigeria at Centenary, which is Nigeria at 100. A nation still in bondage. And these are lawyers. These are judges. Oh, dear Lord.
That is just my own analysis. I mean, that particular Absalom, where has he been practicing all these years? Maybe there was a kind of a bundle of money they're supposed to give him. They didn't give him. So he started criticizing them. You see, only today he has been sitting where he was sitting. So how can he be criticizing what has already been so monumental? Then every Tom, Dick, and Harry knew what is happening in that zoo. So criticizing another learned friend of himself, so as to put it that way, is symbolic. They are all the same director. We are not even concerned with whatever is happening in that country. That is their business. Even if my brother, good old Jonathan, let's say he put Haruna as a chief of staff or army of staff, Biafra will go home. Let's say he put the whole house up full of Boko Haram between or before you get to River Niger. Biafra will still crush and go, because when God is with you, nobody is against you. Director, we are going home to establish the home of Chukwu Abiyama. Nobody should be worried. Whoever has been changed, it does not matter. Whoever is now at the helm of affairs in the military, that military, if they are 500, we will give them 2,000. One man equal to one man. Military are not spirits, they are human beings. You hold a gun, I hold a gun. All I have said all along is this. We are going home peacefully to restore the home of Chukwu Abiyama. We are with God. Director, remember, we haven't got any money from our oil land. The oil comes from our land. We haven't got any penny from it. We are not getting any ammunition from that. Any ammunition, if at all, will be contributed by Biafrans. But we are going home peacefully with nothing. Only God, Chukwu Abiyama. However, as I usually put it, if we should meet any obstacle, Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. Either we will eat them alive, strangle them alive, or Chukwu Abiyama will do as usual. Director, all we will talk and preach and sing a song about it is to take our transmitter home. That alone, you will see how Chukwu Abiyama works. All these guys who are standing, being recruited and changed and made chief of staff, they'll be killing each other. Because don't forget what happened at the Red Sea. When the people of Egyptians, following the Israelis, the last that entered into the Red Sea after it was opened up by Chukwu Abiyama himself, he let the sea close up. All of them were drowned. Have you forgotten what happened at the Lower Benue? When the Islam trying to enter into our land, director, you are not there to shoot anybody. Ordinary mosquito.
was what for the
such a fly at Abu, such a fly, the ordinary such a fly, sucked their blood and killed them. Ndoshi.
Chukwu Abioma is with us, and make no mistake, director. We look with bare hands, we are going home. With or without weapon, we are going home, director. What we have is our transmitter. Our transmitter, everybody should not forget, please make your contributions, no matter how little it is. That is our weapon. I've always preached, we are not fighting nobody. We are going home, just like I was correcting one of our brothers sometime some days ago, saying we are going to invade Yoruba because the Hausa Fulani. If you are talking of invasion, it's those killing us. Yesterday they killed how many? That's why I'm a bit angry with my own brother, Gulo Jonathan, releasing these people when they are not being repented. They are not repented. He's releasing them. I'm paying them. I have told him, I sent him some words to please clarify the situation. Once that situation is clarified, then I will know what to say. But I will not believe that our own Biafran human being will be releasing those killing Biafrans. It's an absurd. It's an abomination. And that we will not take kindly. Director, before I close up, because it seems that Barrister has taken enough time, and of course I came late. Let me say this. Yesterday, that our brother who is a journalist, because you certified him to be a journalist, and I believe, because what director say, I will believe, because you are the witness. That guy was asking some questions that he's supposed not to ask. Although you are an equity in matching up any question being put before you, some questions are completely irrelevant. He was saying, and I quote, have we contacted all the nations that we want to establish Biafra land? I was upset. But director, indirectly, you gave him the answer. You told him that Lugard came to Biafra land without consulting anybody. Why should we consult any nation? Some people will say, we should tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry. The Western world, they have everything in the moon. Why do you think they go to the moon every day? They put something in the orbit to watch it, everybody, wherever you are. They know what is happening in Biafra land. They know how many people are killed. Telling them is just a mere telling them. They know how many Biafrans are killed on a daily basis. Americans know, France know, British, they know. They don't want to report it. So if we are telling them, try telling them. But I tell you, this time around, Biafrans are going to be glorified in the name of Chukwu Abioma. We will not fight and lose this battle anymore. We are going home safely. We are going home free of hands, without any weapon. But if we confront any British man there fighting against us, any British will see they are not supporting us, any French man, Russian man, or any militia they have hired to come and fight Biafra, I've said this before, we will parade you on our screen, because Biafra, we are so advanced. There are certain things we have, we are keeping to ourselves, that even the West do not know. We are so advanced. It's the same brain. Biafrans, I love Biafra. I am proud of every Biafra man, woman, child, even an unborn Biafran. But the man is proud of all of you. In Biafra, we are going home. Director,
yes,
you are the one doing the job for all of us. And Chukwu Abioma, of course, know that you are the man. Nobody can overtake you. Thank you.
You're a good man, Barrister. Let us go and take this call and see who is there. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Austin. How are you?
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland. The PRO is Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
I just want to commend you for your wonderful work been doing for us.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, director?
Turn your system down. We can hear you very, very well. Very, okay, very well.
Switzerland, Mr. Austin Albaim, the yes. PRO for Switzerland.
Yes, Austin, the world can hear you. We are hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to commend you and the whole board of directors for the Radio Biafra in London.
Thank you.
I just want to remind you that we don't have time to discuss about some issues that I've been hearing over the radio there. We really need to talk about how to bring our transmitter home. We really need to do this as quick as possible because the battle has already started. And if we are waiting for Jonathan or whoever in the zoo to help us, I don't think our redemption will come from the zoo because the zoo is already expired. We don't need to wait for them at all. I think you get what I'm saying, Mr. Director.
Yes, very. No, we are not waiting for them. As yes, everybody has spoken,
no,
yes.
There's no way we can get any help from the zoo because the Chukwu Abama is our help. Any help that will come to the zoo must come outside the zoo, not from the zoo. And we all are outside the zoo. That's why we know the problem that is going on there.
That is correct.
People that live there are kind of being held bondage. And anybody that is in bondage cannot free himself in that manner because people, animals in the zoo are being fed that they can get fat for the owner to make money and they don't know that they are being in bondage.
That's correct.
So what we need to do now is to really take the matter seriously. We are mobilizing our members in Switzerland. It's a very small country, but we are growing in numbers now, gradually. And I want to tell you that there's no need any Igbo or any Biafran around the world to come and join the movement. There's no way every one of them will stand up for this struggle. There's no way we can get everybody. So the ones we have, we really need dedicated Biafrans are ready to dedicate themselves and commit themselves to this movement. And that's what we are doing, and we have to focus on that. We can't get everybody on board. If we're trying to do that, we're going to waste much of our time. At the same time, I would like you, Mr. Director, to continue selling the benefit of this change. Because I know you've been following a very good strategy. I studied leadership and management, and I know that before you can make such a big change, you need to win support. You need to sell the benefit of the change. You need to find ways of making people know what they are going to expect because the change is going to affect them. People like to stay in their comfort zone. Before you move them from there, you have to tell them where they are going and what the benefit they are going to meet. At the same time, I would like you to set a timeline or a kind of a deadline for every Biafran, wherever they are, to join this struggle. Because without setting a timeline or a guideline or a deadline for everybody, they are not going to come out of their hiding places. There should be a deadline because after demonstration in summer, if we are going to do the worldwide demonstration,
we will. Biafra
that didn't come out before then is too late and cannot join us anymore.
We need as many as possible to
march out on that day to show support for Biafra, to raise worldwide awareness. Anyone that didn't join by then is too late. And I would like us to keep record of every member that come and when they joined. This is what I want you to let you know. And I thank every Biafran and all the coordinators that are doing great jobs, even here in Switzerland. Our members are working very hard, sharing the flyers and talking to people about Biafra. And I thank you once again for your wonderful work. I thank all the listeners and the contributors in this radio program. And I pray that God will continue to sustain you and give you even more wisdom as he gave Solomon when he asked for wisdom and he got riches. Thank you so much, and God bless all Biafrans and bless you as well in Jesus' name.
We say amen to that and amen and amen. Thank you very much. We are glad to hear that Switzerland is coming up. We are glad to hear that Belgium is on the rise. We are happy with what is happening in Finland. We are also happy with what we are witnessing in Austria. We welcome all of you. Biafra belongs to you. It does not belong to me. Funny enough, it doesn't. It belongs to you. That is why you must support it. That is why you must come out to fight for it. It is your inheritance. Your inheritance. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Martins Ejiofor.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Martin, stay where you are because you're on Skype. I'm not going to disengage you. Remain where you are. Please remain where you are. Let us go and take this call from Spain. Before I go to Ikechukwu, we have a caller on Spain. You have been waiting, and I commend you for that. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Olu Wabo, is calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, before I proceed, I would like to inform all our members, all the indigenous people of Biafra around Catalonia area, that on Saturday, we'll be having meeting at the same venue, at the same time. So if there is anybody new who wants to join us, they can contact this number, 633-42-5733. I repeat, 633-42-5733. So on Saturday, I want to beg all our members, all the indigenous people of Biafra, no matter where you are, you can participate in this very meeting, because as we are preparing to host the director, we want to try everything as possible to make it to be a success. So wherever you are, I'm pleading to everybody to come out so that we can see it and try to finalize our move and know the next action to take. So that is the basic. Then concerning for the topic of today, what I just want to contribute, I would like to ask a simple question to Barrister. I know mine might be very simple, but yours, sometimes, Director, your simple question used to be very difficult. I want to ask Barrister to respond. Why these people think they will be ruling us for eternity? I want to know, why can't they rule themselves? Why they didn't want to rule? Why they don't want to rule themselves? Why? And why do they think they will be ruling us forever and ever and ever? This is the simple thing that is hitting my head. I can't get it. So, Barrister, whenever you have the time, you know, you are a legal man and you are a real barrister, you try to enlighten me more, because my brain can't take it. Why these people think we just remain subjugated to them for eternity? What do they think? Do they think we are fools or what? So this thing, I want to get all our Biafran people to wake up. We have a job to do. We don't have to sit back now. One day I slept last night, I was thinking, if all Igbo meetings, this World Igbo Congress, if all of them can channel their energy to this Biafran struggle, I think that we will get this thing under in a few months. You know? But I don't know why they will sit back for somebody to remind them that they are slaves. This is just a small thing I just want to contribute today, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you. We shall go to Ikechukwu, our coordinator of all coordinators, wherever you are on this planet, and you're a coordinator. Ikechukwu is our coordinator of all coordinators. You will go ahead, please. Go ahead, we are listening.
Thank you very much, Director. Thank you very much. I just had to call in once again in response to one of the callers who called in and was rightly suggesting that it's time we still made available the amount that will be needed to get our transmitter back home. You see, like we always say, we've been on this contribution business for so long, and like our people say, onye. Onye ntike, onye ntinahanu ihe, edusie like apa, how do they say it, that a ear that hears must not be as wide as a cap. That is to say, we've been hitting on it for so long, those who have the spirit of Biafra have responded, but we still expect more from them. And at this point, we are so ashamed, disturbing our people and pushing on them to do what is right. But we must once again put our shames back and tell them that we've not got to where we want to go to. We still need more than enough. It's not even enough to transport the transmitter home and get it set. We still need our mass coming. But for the transmitter going home and getting it fixed, we need £15,000. Some of the coordinators know how we've gone. You know that the money has not been coming in. For over 80% of the coordinators, we've not received their country contribution. These things are not the things we should be talking every time on air. So before you call and advise us, ensure you are a part of a zone and that you've contributed in that zone, please. We need to get this thing back home. Like I said some time back, if those of us in this want us to stay here till Jesus returns, we will oblige you. We will keep on talking Biafra. But if you are tired as I am, if you are tired as we all are, please do whatever it takes and even outdo yourself. We can assure you that every step you take towards joining positively in restoring Biafra will put to greater use. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. How much do we need? Repeat, how much do we need?
£15,000 to get it home and fixed on the ground.
That's it. £15,000. As simple as that.
So please, coordinators all over the world, we are looking at your monthly contribution. Send in your monthly contribution first. Please send in your monthly contribution. If you've contributed in your country and it has not been sent, ask your coordinator why. If you can't get enough reason, please move forward and tell us you've got the money, but it's still holding. We need to move this thing forward. We've stayed for so long in a particular place. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Please, we are asking our coordinator in New York. He is threatening to kill himself if this transmitter doesn't go home. So we don't want to do that at all, at all, at all. What matters is our transmitter. We need to take this message home so that Peter Obi can go and start living full time with the Malam. We know the Malam's name. If you want, we give it to you. We want Peter Obi to pack and go and start selling milk and bread at his shopping mall with the Malam holding his hand. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else on the line, I presume. Our lines are still open. We have somebody from Ireland. They've been waiting, and we must go to them. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. He's on the line. He's been on the line for nearly 40 minutes. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. They're not there. Let us see if we can then go to Rita Nebogo. See if our dear sister is there. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you're calling from. Please go ahead.
Hello, Namdi.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening from the zoo.
Good evening.
I am Rita Nibogo. I am from Suka in Enugu, Biafra land. Now, I want to say that I've been missing you. But I know that the work you are doing is greater than talking with your sister. And I want to tell you to keep on doing what you are doing. I know that Chukwu Abiama alone is your strength. Sometimes I begin to wonder if you are a human being. But I know you are human. You go from one country to the other. You talk with your friends from one country to other. And even you answer questions that ordinarily, if you are a human being, you will never attempt to answer such questions. I thank God for your life. I thank God because you are a gift to those of us in Biafra, in this generation. And I keep praying that God will continue to endow you an excellent spirit. And with that excellent spirit, you will continue to excel in whatever you do. And I know, and I stand here to say it again tonight, that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
You say?
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very
much. I am trying to reach you, and I am happy with Biafrans all over the world. Biafrans all over the world is fire. It is a Harmattan fire, and it will not stop until we have gotten Biafra. For those of them who have been taking care of you, God will take care of them.
He said,
will take care of them.
He said,
as you go about reaching Biafra, God will begin to solve your own personal problem. That even your family that you left behind, whatever that they lack, you will not put give to them, but Chukwuabiamah will give to them. I want to really talk about what we are planning here in Nigeria, in the group. We are planning to start the crusade in the universities, in the tertiary institutions in Nigeria and in the African. And like Oliver Twist, I want to beg again that our brothers and sisters in the diaspora, I want your help. We need flyers. And of course, you know that as we are entering into the university, it's quite different from what we have been doing. We need flyers, and I am directing to our brothers and sisters in China. You have been helping us in this regard, and I will not stop stopping you from helping us in this regard until we have gotten Biafra. I want flyers for the crusade in all the tertiary institutions in Nigeria and Biafra land. And please, brothers and sisters in China, I need these flyers from you. And any other person who is in any other country who wills or who wishes to help us, please do help us. The work we are doing here in Nigeria, in Biafra land, is enormous. And we cannot be alone. Like I keep saying, we cannot get Biafra without the help of our brothers and sisters in diaspora. Maybe this is why God sent you out there. And since you are there, you will have to come home and salvage us. You will have to come home and salvage us. And for the electronics that has been coming from different countries, I still want to give account to countries that have sent here. Qatar has sent, Spain has sent, London has sent, Germany has sent, Norway has sent, and Sweden has sent. And I want to appeal to each and every one of you, especially those of you in African continent. Those of you in South Africa, in Ghana, in Ivory Coast, Senegal, those of you who have promised to donate one thing or the other, please, the time is now. The time is today. Send forth what you have promised. And as you do that, God will enrich you. God will enrich you. I am becoming ashamed to talk about the transistor because calls I hear every day concerning the transmitter. I don't know. But I'm burying my head again, just like my boss, Ikechukwu Eniagu, has said. Please help us with the transmitter. We need the transmitter. If we have the transmitter here in Nigeria, in Biafra land, whatever blood matter, whatever Sultan of Sokoto, what you call him, is doing, is none of our business. Because we know that we are already out. We have gotten to the bridge, and we must cross the bridge. There is no going back. I know that Nigeria will try to support, but I'm still assuring them that as long as we have this set of Biafras who are in this struggle this time around, if Nigeria wants war, we'll give them war. If they want peace, we'll give them peace. 1967 to 1970 is quite different from 2013 to 2015. We must apply Biafra. We must restore Biafra. There is no going back. There is no going back. If we have the life of Nnamdi Okwukano, if we have the life of Barrister Imam Mezu, if we have the life of Karon Monde, that woman that has sacrificed everything that she has just to make sure that we restore Biafra, if we have the life of Ikechukwu Enyeagu, if we have the life of Uche Mefo, if we have the life of Ngozi Madu, if we have the life of Rita Adjibog, we must restore Biafra. There is no going back. It is forward ever left. And I want you guys to know that we cannot go forward without your help. Nigeria is a place where that is below the zoo. When we say that Nigeria is a zoo, that we are trying to uplift Nigeria. We are living the lives of those who are not in the zoo, but who are not only slaves. A situation where you wake up in the morning and you are not sure if you see the sun set. They kill us every day, they maim us every day, they destroy us every day. To the extent that they have carried their killings to Biafra land. They have carried their killings to Biafra land. They kill our brothers and sisters every day. And I know, because some of you call me and say that you are tired staying outside. If you know that you are tired staying outside, please make sure that you contribute for our transmitter to come home. If our transmitter comes home and Biafrans in that Biafra land get the voice of Joku can just say, forget it. We'll get Biafra in the next 24 hours. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Daily here, and I know, and I stand again to say that as a daughter of that great nation, no weapon formed against any of you in diaspora will ever prosper. And you every time that I want to speak against you, I, Rita Nibwagu, condemn tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are waiting.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. The very unmistakable voice of our dear sister, Rita Nibogo. They took care of me very well when I was in the zoo, in the heart of darkness. She was a ray of light. We know ourselves. We are unrelenting. Even the Saduana of Sokoto knows it. You can sack everybody you know of Biafran extraction. You can bring Satan to replace them. What is undeniable, what is unmistakable, is that this march towards the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is irreversible. Irreversible. We must make them know that it's irreversible. They are about to find out that 2013 to 2015 is not the same thing as before. We will hunt them down and kill them, all of them, one after the other. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Finally, you have picked my call today.
Yes, you are an important woman. I have to pick your call. Go ahead.
Good evening to you and to all listeners of Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra and all rest of Biafra all over the world, especially those in Ireland. My name is Ngozi Madu, Madu Bugu, the full name. I'm from Mpupo village in Unubi, Nnewi South local government. Firstly, I want to thank Biafras in Ireland from Cork, Waterford, and Dublin. Director, you see, if I should say my mind, I would say let Radio Biafra relocate to Ireland because that is where it's happening.
It is anyway. It is. Yeah, I know it is.
Biafras in Ireland are wonderful. When they are coming out, they come out with their families. It's so amazing.
It is.
To hear children, women, many women speaking from Ireland.
That's cool.
I'm so happy for what is happening there, especially to our women and children. And please, to our women in Ireland, this struggle does not stop now that the director of Radio Biafra is in Ireland. Please, we need you people to come out fully to support this struggle. Women, Biafra women are coming out, organizing themselves all over the world. Please, my sisters, come out fully and join the struggle and know what Biafra women are doing in the restoration of Biafra. Like you sang two or three days ago, Mbiarita Agumma, when you come, you will know what we are doing. Even some days ago, last week, somebody posted in our Skype line that she's coming from Georgia to Italy. She needs somewhere to stay. Even before I saw the message, someone had given out her number.
Of course.
She should come and stay in her house.
Of course, we are Biafrans.
Wherever you are, we are Biafrans, and once you need help, our help will be given to you. So please, come out and join us and know what we are doing. And to do this, if you don't have the contact of our sister, we have a woman coordinator by name, a very humble servant, Mrs. Ngozi Ago, and her telephone number is +353-851-300-577. Please, she is willing and obedient to serve. She's a very humble servant. And again, to our sister that called from Israel 2 days ago, I'm happy we now have somebody there. Last time I spoke with the coordinator, there was no woman. I even asked of Dinkechi or Ijoma that broadcasted with you when you were in Israel, but she's nowhere to be found.
Yes.
So, but now we have you. Please, we need your help. You have a lot to do for us in Israel there, including going to Jerusalem to submit our prayer request. Each time the women have their fasting and prayer, Biafra women will be having our fasting and prayer starting from tomorrow. So whenever we have our fasting and prayer, you will go there to submit our prayer point. So please, my dear, join us, and especially on Skype. So that is the only easiest way you can communicate with us, because we cannot be in one country and be in the other one. So to add me, just add Madu 1040 and you will be in the women's group. I also want to thank all the women who participated during our last meeting last Sunday. Thank you for attending. And if you were not in the meeting, the minutes of the meeting will be sent to you when it comes out. And again, there will be some changes after our next meeting, which will be on the 26th, right? Yeah, on the 26th of this month, there will be some changes. The Skype, these changes will occur because of Skype limitation on conference call. Women are coming out, so some women have to, some countries have to start coordinating themselves and stay on their own. Only their secretary and their coordinator will now join us during the meeting, so that other women who are just few in their country of residence will be able to participate during the meeting. And this country, starting from Germany, after the meeting on next 2 weeks Sunday, they will be coordinating themselves. All the women there will not participate during our meeting. Sweden, the same. And US and Ireland, please, we are looking forward to you people. And again, now to Biafra in Sweden, to Stockholm, Sweden, to be precise, I want to firstly thank all those that participated in our last meeting on Sunday. May God, Chukwuebiama, bless you. Despite the bad weather that day, you came in that cold to participate in that meeting. May God bless you. Now, to those that tune in every evening and listen, after listening, you sit comfortably in your house, sitting on the fence, waiting for the food to be ready, so you come and consume. Know that there is no room for that. You have to work for what you eat. If you did not work for the restoration of Biafra, you will not enjoy it. So please, come out and join us. Our next meeting will still hold on the 2nd of February. But you have to come out. We now have a coordinator here, very humble servant as well, Andy Lawrence. So please, you people should come out wherever you are. I know we have so many Biafrans listening from Stockholm here. I don't know what is holding you. If you are not hearing what is happening in Nigeria, I wonder the type of person you are. You have to come out. And please, to all Biafrans in Sweden, because of the new development in zonal coordinators, we still need to have our Skype meeting this coming Saturday, which is next tomorrow. And this will serve as our last meeting. Ikechukwu Eliagu will join us if the case may be. So please, because we have some brothers in some cities where there are just one or two people, and these people have been in this struggle since we started. We cannot leave them behind. We need to carry everybody along. So there is need for this meeting so that we can clear some things. So our Skype meeting will still hold on Saturday, 5 p.m. And we just have 1 hour to talk so many things. So please, you don't have to come late. You don't have to tune in late, because Biafras in Gothenburg is having their meeting by 6 p.m. So we just have 1 hour to discuss what you have to discuss, so they can do their meeting. And every coordinator must be present. I say must, I'm not commanding you, but you have to understand the need that you participate in this particular meeting. We have to clear so many things. So every coordinator has to be present. All the zonal coordinators in Sweden, you have to be present in this meeting. So we cannot have to bring our brothers, those that are just few in their cities. They have been in this struggle. We don't have to leave them now. We are coordinating on zones. And back to what we are, the news we are receiving today, I don't know what you make of it. But as for me, I have a full margin at home, because we have seen a lot. And a lot more is going to happen. But what I want to tell to those who think that there is an easiest way to the restoration of Biafra, don't put your hope, don't put your trust in any man. You should know that this fight is for you. You should know that this is your responsibility. If you think there is another way to do it, there is no other way to do it. You have to fight for your right. If you think the so-called world power will sit up for them and say, oh, you people have some money, come and take it. Come and take it. No. That is why I don't want to cry on the air again. And Sister Rita, I don't want you to cry again. Because when you are crying, they think we want them to pity us. No, they know what is happening, and we don't need their pity. Because when it will start happening, what we will tell them that we told you so. Let them change whoever they want to change. Replace it. They can as well bring devil himself as the chief of army staff, or even the Sadam of Sokoto. Let them do whatever they want to do there in the zoo. It does not concern me. Nigeria is dead, and dead men don't talk. Whatever they are doing there is their business. So please, stand up and know that this is your fight. Don't trust Goodluck Jonathan. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Sometimes I think maybe they caged him. You know, these Hausa people, they are too ritualists. So maybe they have concocted something for him. He's no longer in his sense. So we don't need to put our trust on anybody. Know that this is your fight, and you fight it with all you have. Take away the spirit of fear. We all will die one day. It doesn't matter when you die. If you die today, you die tomorrow. And it's still the same death. So please, stand up. Let us get our land. Our men, you people should not fail us. You people should not disappoint us. Know that people, we are looking on you. If you fail us, I don't know what you want we the women to do. But that will not happen. As long as God is on our side, and as long as we remain fearless, you must be without fear. Don't fear anybody. When you speak without fear. When you walk, walk fearlessly. That is the only way we can restore Biafra. Thank you all listeners. And thank you, Director. May God bless you. Especially may God, blessed is the womb that gives birth to you. Sometimes I think, I wish you are my son. But I cannot give birth to somebody like you. But thank you. You are a great man. And your mother, oh my God. God will continue to bless her and strengthen her. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And good night.
And good night to you as well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. And of course, we welcome all the work you have all been doing. We welcome it. And you must continue doing this very wonderful work. When you work for Biafra, you know that you are a servant of Chukwu Abiama, not servant of men and women. You are serving God. You are doing what God commanded that you should do to restore His own kingdom on this earth. And we must do it. And we shall worship this God in truth and in every honesty. I don't know if we have a caller on the line. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Samuel Okoli. I'm calling from Manchester.
Yes, go ahead, Samuel.
May I start by thanking you for all the services you're rendering
to
our people, the Biafran people. May God continue to guide you and strengthen you.
Thank you.
Director, may I start also by asking if or why we cannot compile the names of the members all over the world to know if we are 1,000 strong members, 2,000 strong members, not Facebook members, but proper, real action members. We compile it and say, this is send it through the zonal groups and say, this is the our number of the people, the strong members. And then we can, you know, because of, transmitter, issue is actually is giving me headache. So we can share the money with between us, but we have to be sending asking each member to give us a certain amount. It will depend on whether we are 1,000 or 2,000 or even 500. Then any member that doesn't want to pay any the amount that he is supposed to pay, then we put it on record that this person refused to pay. And then we get it done and send our transmitter home, please.
Yes, what you have said is correct, and we shall do so. But the thing is that we don't want to have him slightly reticent to be withdrawn about this whole finance business. Because I don't want everything we do to be clouded or shrouded. Of course, we know we need funds to carry out a lot of work. We don't want to keep talking all the time. I'm tired of it. We want to move to the next phase, which is action. But this gospel must be preached as well. People have forgotten that they need to sustain Radio Biafra broadcast. They've forgotten that. In a short while, they forgot that they have a transmitter to send home and to mount the transmitter. I'm coming. I must finish this. They have forgotten to tweet on Tuesdays. Do you know what I thought to myself? This was exactly how they forgot 3.5 million people that were killed. We are forgetful people. But when it comes to buying and selling and ordering container, we don't forget the date that the ship is going to dock. So things will need to be done. We need to keep running Radio Biafra. It needs money to do it. Our problem is that we behave like those that live close to the stream. Those that live close to the river. They know there is never water in their pot. Because there is no water, they just go down there and fetch it. Everybody is thinking that somebody else with the volume of listeners, the volume of calls, we have the largest Facebook group in the world. They think that all these people are contributing money, they are donating. The answer is no, they are not, because they are waiting. Okeke called from Austria, so Okeke must be contributing something. Chinedu called from South Africa, so Chinedu. The answer, Chinedu is waiting for Okeke. Okeke is waiting for Chinedu, and nobody's contributing. Apart from very few people, we have their names now. All the names are there. Everybody must make it a point of duty. It is a point of duty that you contribute to your group where you belong. You must tax yourself. Every Sunday they go to Yoruba churches and give them money. 6 billion. 6 billion every weekend. They dash Yoruba pastors. And people sometimes ask me, why are you upset? And I said to them, your stupidity is what is making me upset. Iberi, Iberi. Your stupidity is affecting me. It's making me upset. Our people are dying. No, nobody's saying anything. It's to be.
Thank you very much. Very much, Director. This is a matter of urgency, and we have to react direction. Let's task every coordinator in every country and in every zone to compile the name of the of his or her members. And then we will publish it. Then we task each member that you have to bring such amount between now and next month. If that person doesn't bring it, we know he is the one drawing us back, pulling us back. We cannot afford to be continue talking about transmitter till in 2 months' time. Please, we cannot afford this. Director, I know you are tired of talking about money. You are so we are also tired of waiting for the transmitter. But this is what we have to do. We have to squeeze ourselves, squeeze the money out of ourselves now or never. This is what we have to do. Don't get tired. Give orders to the coordinators to bring the list of the of the members with them, and then we take it from there. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have anybody? No, we don't have them. They're not there anymore. We intend. People are still calling us. They are calling Radio Biafra. They are calling us. And we intend to bring this program to an end. But let's go and take this call. People are calling. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Honorable Director. I have called before and I'm calling back because of the person that they called now. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuemeka from Trondheim, Norway.
Yes.
When I called before, I hinted on this transmitter of 18. Director, I would like you to be putting the transmitter of 18 as one, you know, to be as one of the problem, one of the best problem we have now. Every time we discuss it more than any other thing, because you don't really discuss it more than any other thing. We take other things more than the transmitter. Like Ikechukwu Enyagu was trying to,
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Don't stop. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yeah, good. So, Director, what I am trying to say in effect is that, Director, like the man that dropped now before I start speaking, Ikechukwu Enyagu, I advise Ikechukwu Enyagu to be announcing that, like Karamonde, Rita Nibok is announcing that social country have
reported. So contrary, this is what I also expect from Ikechukwu Nyago. You see, to be reporting that these people have responded, then you, director, will know the people that have not responded and try to know why they are not responding. You can see the day you give the German people assignment of a boss. They started running around for it because you have said it all. You have said it and you gave them 1 month. You see, I like your tune. You gave them 1 month and then now they are running around to make sure that they fulfill that obligation. So what I expect from you, Honorable Director, is that let them announce the countries that is responding to this money. To this 15,000 pounds for the whole of us that is in Europe, that is in our Western country, and is delaying the transmitter. So what I want you to do is that be announcing this thing every day, knowing people that their money have come in, knowing people that their money have not come in, and mention them, and we demand the money from them to facilitate what we are doing.
Okay.
This is exactly how we can get this if this transmitter is not in Nigeria or any place that they want to site this radio station, if this transmitter is not there by February ending, I will not be responding to this call anymore. Yes. Well, of course. It signifies that we are just talking. What is 15,000 pounds to arrange this transmitter for all of us in the Western country? What is 15,000 pounds to arrange these things? So let them try to put it as one of the agenda. Let us overcome it before we move to another agenda. Let us overcome this transmitter of going home and installing agenda before we move on to any other one.
I agree with you as well. I do.
Exactly.
I do. Thank you very much for that. We shall dwell on it. Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your views because this is your radio station. You tell us what to do and invariably we do it. You see, that is where we are different. Unless we are Radio Biafra, we must bring this program to an end. Our people here have done very, very well. We ask all of you, wherever you are, you have listened to us, you must support what we are doing. Because the Hausa Fulani people know what they are doing. And because they know what they are doing, we too must also know what we are doing. Thank you very much, wherever you are, you have listened to us from, please. The honor once again falls to close this program on the very wonderful people here, very resilient. I like it. I like resilient people who have been fighting very hard to make sure that Radio Biafra is heard from Dublin. I give the honor, please, to our overall coordinator here in Ireland, Azai Oba, to please bring this program to an end. Please, go ahead.
Yes, again, thank you very much, Director, for this opportunity again. It's been a very harrowing day, and I say my God bless you. One more thing there, Director, I want to say to you again. I just want to thank your beautiful wife, wherever she is, and your son, and you know that I've given you all this support. And I can imagine it's not easy to have a wife that will understand what you are fighting for and support you in that.
Yes, very important.
I just want to, you know, give her a special thanks for doing that, and may God bless her and continue to strengthen her towards this struggle until the Biafra comes.
Yes.
And I want to use this opportunity again to thank all our listeners that have contributed in one way or the other today and is supporting us. And I want to thank all the Dubliners and people of Ireland, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Waterford. We just want to thank them for all their support towards this radio station in Dublin here today. And again, we want to thank our brothers and sisters who have been here openly, and Kenneth Richukwonye Dekam Sonny Okabu, our coordinator here, Kingsley Dong, and our members, which most of them are actually working today, and we're expecting them to be here this weekend. And we say may God bless them all. And we are saying tonight, and as we have had it all, the most important thing tonight is what we have had, and another thing is to pursue it. We need the transmitter, and as everybody have had it, we need to be consistent in that. And in any way you can contribute toward this transmitter so that we can go and liberate our people, so our people will hear the truth. Please, we are begging, we are urging you. I know it's very, very difficult. It's a very difficult time. And even regarding the economy all over the world, and many people who lost their job, and many families are finding it so much hard to survive on a daily basis. So, but it's quite understanding. Freedom is more important than anything you can ever imagine. So we are urging you, wherever you are, Biafrans, we trust you, and the Biafran land is waiting for you to come and dwell in them and prosper. So in any way you can support this struggle, whatever you can do to make this struggle to be a reality, please come forward. As I am saying before, do not sit on the fence and wait for the dirty job to be done. And one reason, I just want to say this, Director, if you can give me just one.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
One of the reasons, it's a testimony, one of the reasons why I decided to join this struggle, I've been searching for it for a very long time, but we can't do today. The Nigerian government banning, you know, preaching about Biafra back home. It makes it difficult for people to know exactly the history of Biafra, what happened during the Biafran War. You know, about 14 months ago, I visited home, and it happened that my wife got pregnant. So she escorted me to Port Harcourt, and when I boarded the plane, before the plane airborne, I rang her, and the phone wasn't going through.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the other line, the phone wasn't going. So I start getting panic, you know, somebody that I left, you know, that left me just say about 5 minutes ago, and I'm about to airborne now. So what's happening? She can pick up her phone, and I don't know whether to tell the pilot to abort
the takeoff
or what. So I said, okay, it is what it is. I have to, you know, continue my journey. I pray to God that, you know, everything was okay. Then as soon as I get to Germany, then I called home. And I was speaking with my brother, and I said, look, I couldn't get through to my wife. What's happening? What is the story there? And then they start panicking themselves. And as soon as I break the news, not knowing that there was an armed robber along the Port Harcourt Road to Owerri, and the armed robber already have called my brother to come and pick up. There's an incident that happened to come and pick up the, you know, my wife and things like that. There's something, and I was wondering, you know, my brother have, because I've already told him what had happened, so they were kind of, you know, at an alert, waiting to hear some news. And it happens that when they get through to my wife, and then my wife starts saying that the Hausa people, they can actually hear their language. They were speaking ours, obviously. With this, their cattle rearing stick and gun, they pull up to 3 buses and then get the passengers out, lie them down, took up to 2 smartphones that I bought for her, took the handbag, and then at the same time, they started asking her, give us the money, give us the money. And she was saying that, look, you guys have taken the handbag, and there's nothing else that she have. Then they lied her down, start marching up on her, beating her until she lost the almost 3 months pregnancy. She lost it. So, and that's why, you know, some people join the struggle for some reason. Some people don't know what Biafra means to us. All these things happen because we choose to be in Nigeria. And we are calling every single Biafrans, anywhere you are, just join the struggle. You don't know who this thing is going to turn out to be. It's going to be, it could be your turn tomorrow. It could be your family. I think yesterday somebody called in here yesterday saying that a three member of his family was killed.
Yes.
You know, so...
that is correct, yes.
So, you can imagine. You know, so we don't know where this thing is going to continue living in Nigeria. It's full of news every time, bad news. Nigeria never bring any good news to work for us. So I am taking this opportunity to call even on the women. You know, I've never thought that this could even ever happen in my own, you know, homeland. But I thank God, because I believe had it been that these people found me on that bus that day, maybe I couldn't be, and you know, I wouldn't, they would have shoot me dead, because my wife could say that they shot some people. They shot two of the drivers, you know. And the worst part of it, you see the government cars, you know, all this convoy, and they were just on a siren, passing, seeing this three bus lying down with the passengers outside. They couldn't even stop. It could be the governors or the government representative, but they just passed them. This means that you know, we need to get Biafra to stop all this nonsense. We need to get Biafra. Please, I'm appealing for everybody to come out and join this struggle and do whatever you can for your country. And on tonight, I will say, may God bless you for those that are listening to us, and may God chukwa Biama, you know, strength our director, and thank you all. And on that, I will say, be your brother's keeper. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. That is what happens when you live your life in the zoo. That is why we want Biafra. We don't want such nonsense to continue happening. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you wherever you are. Your suggestions are great. We don't want anything to happen to our people. Our transmitter is important. We need £15,000 and that's it, and it goes home. We need that money as quickly as possible. We will make it a point of duty. We've been told, because Radio Biafra belongs to you, you have said to us, we want to make our transmitter a priority. Everybody must know this. And also, Radio Biafra needs sustaining. You must sustain Radio Biafra, and the work we do, it is important. Don't forget to tweet. We don't want you to bring that forgetfulness, that every new thing is better than the old one, to the new Biafra. That was why we forgot those that died, and that is why their spirit have never allowed us to rest. That is why every Igbo group has split into 3 or 4, 6. We cannot have peace when we have not done what God wants us to do. This is Radio Biafra once again, and we reaffirm, as we do every day without fail, that Biafra is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, and that Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will bless, keep, sustain each and every one of you, all the Biafrans around the world. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. 6 p.m. Dublin time tomorrow. Do not forget.